The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Monday, April 29th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning in the news this morning. Police are searching for a gunman who left a man critically injured in an early morning shooting Monday in South Philadelphia. The shooting happened at 1 a.m. in the 1300 block of Fitzwater Street. Police found the victim lying on the sidewalk outside of the home where he was going to spend the night. He was shot multiple times in the back and of his torso and legs. He was taken to Jefferson Hospital in critical condition. Police say he's only 22 years old. According to investigators, the victims got into an argument with the shooter at Sunoco gas station in the 800 block of South Broad Street. The location is about two blocks away from the scene of the shooting. Police said the shooter followed the victim as he walked to the home where he was going to spend the night. Investigators said the shooter fired at least six shots from close range at the victim as he was about to enter the home. You could see bullet holes in the front door. A 61-year-old woman was inside of the home. Police say she was upstairs and wasn't hurt. Investigators only have a vague description of the suspect, saying that he was a man wearing dark clothing. Police are reviewing surveillance video that they hope will help them track down the suspect. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. A gunman fired indiscriminately into a crowd that had gathered for Sunday afternoon cookout along a West Baltimore Street, killing a man and wounding seven other people. Police Commissioner Michael Harrison said the gunfire erupted about 5 o'clock on the block in the city's West Western District of Brick Row Homes. Harrison said a man approached the crowd on foot and began firing in what he called a very tragic, very cowardly shooting. Speaking at the scene afterwards, Harrison said that the shooting appeared extremely targeted, but he didn't provide a possible motive. The shooting comes roughly 6 weeks after Harrison's swearing in last month as Baltimore Police Commissioner when he promised to make the city safer. The commissioner said that there were two cookouts taking place on opposite sides of the street Sunday and that shell casings were found in two different directions, indicating that there may have been a second gunman or someone firing back at the first shooter who fled on foot. One man who was shot collapsed behind a Baptist church nearby. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Harrison said initially that six other had been wounded and were taken to the hospital, but he didn't release their names or their conditions. Police statement later said a man was killed, but didn't give his age. It said that five survivors were among men ranging in age from 27 to 58, as well as a 30-year-old woman. PennDOT plans to repair more than 45 state highways where potholes and cracks in the pavement have been reported starting this week.
Hey, there's one I hit every single morning, and it's like, now I'm just mad at myself. It's like,
not remembering that it's there.
Yes.
It drives me crazy. Yes. I did that a few times.
Well, you're probably still going to have to wait. Is it in Delaware County?
No, it's not. It's on City Line Avenue, and that's the other part of it. It's just like right at the end of my morning commute.
So you'll probably still have to wait because they're saying that most of the repairs are actually taking place in Bucks County and Chester County. They're then going to move to Delaware County, Montgomery County, and just a few in Philadelphia.
I hit a big nasty one on the way back from Parks the other night.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Trying to get on the turnpike, and it's pissed me off.
It's on the on-ramp?
Yeah. Yeah, did you hit that too?
No, I didn't.
Because I got a flat tire a year ago on my way to Parks Casino getting off of the
street. I remember that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a joy.
Lane restrictions will be in place while crews patch up the holes and cracks. Now, in Bucks County, River Road 213, 313, and Route 13 are among a long list of roads that are scheduled for repairs. In Chester County, 422, Route 30, and the Kennett-Oxford Bypass. In Delaware County, the Blue Route and 320. In Montgomery County, the Blue Route, 422, Route 29 are just a few of the roads that will be repaired. And then in Philadelphia, Market Street, Cobbs Creek Parkway, Passyunk Ave, 34th Street, and Delaware Ave. Crews will restrict travel lanes on these state highways to patch areas of deteriorating pavement. Motorists are advised to be on alert of the moving operation and to expect intermittent lane closures and, of course, delays when you're driving near work crews. PennDOT said that all of the activities are weather dependent.
Yeah, there was one year, it was probably about 3 or 4 years ago, I had gotten three flat tires in about 2 weeks.
I remember that. I had one
flat tire. It was the same tire.
You got a basket of cheer from Audi.
It was like 2 days in a row. I gave him so much money.
They just say, thinking of you. Thank you so much.
But there was another time where I was on my way to the Subaru broadcast and I hit a pothole on 95. I was like, how can you allow this to be this big? It was as big as a baby pool. I was like, what the freak?
Yeah, I know. Well, it kills me too because there's a stretch of road that I go on all the time to get home. And this road has been in that shaved down, manhole covers exposed.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
With craterous holes.
Yeah.
And it's really one of two options. So if I want to spend an extra 30 minutes getting home, I'll go down the other road, but I'll slalom this thing. But I mean, I get it, but how long does it take to slap a bit of tar down on that mother effer?
Did you see, there was a little kid, I forget where he was, but he actually went outside and was shoveling gravel into the potholes to help.
He got in trouble for it.
I love
that
kid.
Did he get in trouble for it? I forgot where that was.
Steve, are you talking about Emlyn Street or Emlyn Road?
Yeah.
Like, you're being polite in the way you're describing it. Yeah. It is literally down to the, as thin as it could be, and major craters in there.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, if you drive it at night... It's detrimental.
Yeah, if you're not going like a mile, 1 mile an hour, you're gonna crater. Yeah.
And it's a huge hill too. Yeah,
yes,
so it's
it
not
is.
Like it's a flat street.
You're exactly right.
It just tears
and
out the bottom of
there
your car.
There are buses coming down all the time.
Yeah. You should do that. There was that guy in England. He was painting penises around the potholes, right?
Yep. And that way they would come and fix them.
You know what? I'll gladly paint my penis if
it's a good idea.
Well, see,
no, you don't paint your own penis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You spray paint a penis on the ground.
I guess who wasted a lot of money on canvas then.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like they're trying. PennDOT says that they will be out, but it looks as though they're going to be starting in Bucks County.
You actually take a paintbrush and paint on your actual unit.
No, I was going to paint my penis riding a unicorn.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, in sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
The Phillies beat the Marlins 5-1 yesterday afternoon at the ballpark. Zach Eflin threw a 7-hitter for the first 9-inning complete game by a Phillies pitcher since September of 2016. Eflin improved to 3-3, striking out 3 and walking 0. The complete game was the third of his career and the first since he shut out the Pirates in 2016, his rookie year. Gene Segura had 3 hits, including an RBI triple, and he scored twice as the Phils won their third straight game to improve to 16-12. They moved a game and a half up on the New York Mets for the first place in the National League East. The Phils are off today before opening up a 2-game series against the Detroit Tigers tomorrow night at home. In yesterday's NBA playoff games, the Boston Celtics went into Milwaukee and took Game 1 from the Bucks, winning easily by a score of 112-90. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Milwaukee. In the Western Conference, Kevin Durant scored 35 points, and the Golden State Warriors held off the Houston Rockets 104-100 in the opener of that series. The Sixers will look to bounce back after their Game 1 loss when they play the Raptors in Game 2 tonight in Toronto. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 o'clock. In the NHL, the Hurricanes scored 2 goals 48 seconds apart early in the third period to rally to a 2-1 win over the Islanders yesterday afternoon in New York. The victory gives Carolina a 2-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. In the Western Conference, the Colorado Avalanche beat the Sharks 4-3 last night in San Jose. The Avalanche scored twice in the second period and added 2 more in the third on their way to the win that tied the second round series at a game apiece. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. God damn it, you sons of bitches. What is your deal? There's a freaking spoiler at the top of the text messages.
Are you kidding?
Stop it.
For Game of Thrones?
Just take it. Take off.
You freaking douchebags.
No.
Turn it off.
All the text messages off for the rest of the week.
Turn them off.
I don't understand, Casey, you had
an experience with and my eyes just went to it, with Avengers Endgame, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just posted a picture of my kids at the movies. And then people are putting spoilers in the comments section. You mother effers. I don't freaking understand you people. I really don't.
Here's the deal. We can all learn a lesson. Well, you're going to report it, I'm sure, about what happened in Hong Kong over the weekend when someone outside of a screening of Endgame came out of the theater and yelled spoilers. The crowd beat the hell out of
mercilessly.
And we have to listen. We hope civil times, but that's just beyond the pale.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean emotions get the best of me.
It's only hours after it originally aired.
You
got to at least let it breathe for a day before you start
a few days maybe.
Yeah.
Talk to your friends, the ones who you know personally, and say, "Hey, have you seen it yet?" And then you talk to them.
There you go.
Walking into the movie theater with my children, we're walking through the lobby of the movie theater, and they started to talk about the movie. I said, I said, you don't know
yeah.
who in this room
you don't know who's around
has
here.
Seen
don't
it.
Know or who's listening.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
So we'll talk about
I still haven't given up the end of MASH.
Yeah. So I'm gonna watch Game of Thrones today. I didn't watch it last night because it's on too late, and I'll sit up thinking about it all night long, and then I can't help and do this wonderful, entertaining radio program that we do. So therefore,
or so we believe.
That's why I have not watched it yet.
Right.
All right. Anyhow. What was I going to say? Oh, happy birthday to everybody. Today is MMR's
51st
birthday today. I was nary 3 months old when it debuted on this particular day, 51 years ago.
So, I was on my second wife.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
All the memories.
Yeah, it was odd.
But, no, we're happy. And Pierre's going to do some special stuff, as he always does.
It's going to be very cool.
The 51st birthday. So it's going to be very cool. So happy birthday, 93.3 WMMR. We have a few things going on the program. We begin with a new Word of the Week prize. This is cool. A Valencia model foosball table by Olshausen Billiards, and this is from our friends at Royal Billiards and Recreation.
I've been thinking about getting one of those.
I was just playing foosball with my buddy yesterday at my house. We love it. Our family is a foosball family. It's so much fun.
Does it convert to other things? Just straight up foosball?
Nope.
Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Okay.
No, yeah. I don't want it. I have a pool table, and we got a pool table too.
And that's for folding clothing.
I don't need it to convert in it. No, we play pool on it now. It's no longer the clothing folding table.
Clampets. Remember the Clampets used to eat
dinner on their pool table.
Yeah. And they thought the cue sticks, they called them fancy pot passers.
Oh yeah, they would use it to move the food around. But anyhow, we have a new Word of the Week prize this week. And are we doing one more time Fund You Two? Today's last day.
Oh.
Don't miss the opportunity to win cold, hard cash. We have a chance for $1,000 and maybe even $10,000. All right, so five times on the $1,000 today. It's the last chance. And then everybody who does it via the app and MMR, WMMR.com, you will be registered for a $10,000 grand prize. So get set for that. Sun's coming up. We got a beautiful day ahead of us. We're going to take a quick break. Be back in a moment. Stupid question. The entertainment report. That is all on the way. Stay with us today.
Get social with Preston and Steve and WMMR. Facebook, Twitter, you know, the usual places.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So for the stupid question this morning, we are going to give away an Avengers Endgame prize pack. Yeah, I know the movie opened this weekend already, but we can, if you haven't seen it yet or you want to see it again, we have Fandango tickets to see the film and a bunch of other tchotchkes that are going to come along with that, which I'll tell you when you win. But the question we have for you this morning has to do with our planet. And what gas makes up over 75% of Earth's atmosphere?
Uh-huh.
215-263 WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer to this. What gas makes up over 75% of the Earth's atmosphere? Might be that one.
That could be a spoiler.
215-263 WMMR. Let me mention some people celebrating birthdays today while we're waiting for your answer. Today is the 29th day of April, and Jerry Seinfeld turns 65 years old today.
65? He looks good for 65.
Yeah. You know what he does?
But then again, he was around well before I got interested in doing stand-up comedy. He was one of the benchmarks, like the guy who was just doing it the way you wanted to do it.
I remember him from Rodney Dangerfield's specials he used to have on. And that's where I think I remember first seeing him.
I think the first bit I ever saw him do that really cracked me up was him talking about in TV or in movies, whenever they go into air ducts, they can always stand up and hunch down in them. Like,
yeah.
So what is the purpose of that? And it was right.
Mine was it was the joke about the chopsticks. You know, why people still use chopsticks. Like, you don't see people out in the fields, you know, like with right. with giant, you know.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Instead of pitchforks, people go out there with giant chopsticks.
Okay. I don't remember the bit, but anyhow, the guy's great. He's 65 years old today. It's also Uma Thurman's.
Uma Thurman.
Birthday day. Yes.
Uma Thurman.
Who did that song?
Oh, jeez. Fallout Boy, yeah.
It was Fallout Boy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Uma Thurman, who, of course, we know from a lot of the Quentin Tarantino films. He's a big fan of hers.
The first time I saw Uma Thurman was on in the movie called The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was playing she was in a large clam shell.
She's in a show that I'm watching now on Netflix, Imposters.
Okay.
I don't know why I've never heard of this show before. It's so good.
Is it really?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with it.
She kind of plays like a badass, like a second in command to the top guy, and she, you know, takes care of all of the issues, and it's a really good show.
Okay. Well, but what do they do?
Well, look at the name of the show, and you can imagine. Honestly, if I told you what they did, it would give away like the first episode. So if anybody does want to watch it, just look at the Imposters. That's what it's about, basically.
Are you sure she's in it? I don't think that's her.
Yes, she is.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Maybe it's an imposter.
Okay. No,
could you pull up the? Okay, there it is. I'm sorry. Yeah. Nick had pulled up the cast, and I didn't see her. I would think her name would be near the top.
So she's not like one of the main characters, at least in the first season, but she kind of pops in. So I don't know if in the second season she has a bigger role or not, but she's really good in it.
She's 49 today. Michelle Pfeiffer celebrates her birthday today. She's in the MCU.
Yes, she is. Ant-Man. I'm so glad she is.
Ant-Man and the Wasp is where she made her debut, and she's been in loads of great movies throughout the years. 61 years old, and she gets mentioned in songs from time
she
to
does.
Time.
She does, yeah.
Was the Uptown Funk, yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer, that red,
white, gold, and she's 61. Eve Plum played Jan Brady on The Brady Bunch.
She's married to Bruno Mars.
No, she's not married,
to Bruno Mars.
No.
She seemed the most pissed off at her fame and seems to have come out of that now.
I believe you're correct.
Eventually, when you get that first bit of government cheese in your hand, you start to say, maybe I should revisit The Brady Bunch.
She was in one or two episodes of Crashing on HBO.
Oh, was she?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, so he goes on this, like, religious comedy tour, and she's kind of like the head person in charge of, like, scheduling everything.
Right.
And it was one of those where I'm like, God, I know this. I know that face. Like, who the hell is that?
Yeah, in the live performance of Grease on Fox, she was in the
She's the auto shop teacher. Yeah, so she's 61 today. The great Daniel Day-Lewis has a birthday as well today.
So,
wonder if he and Even Plum are getting together.
Absolutely, man. In fact, he cites her as his dramatic muse.
He's only 1 year older than her.
Yeah, and in fact, to this very day, he still eats his baked beans out of a flashlight.
He is. Me personally, I think he's the best at what he does.
Stellar.
Yeah, he's
unbelievable.
He's pretty amazing. However, now a movie of his that I haven't seen is There Will Be Blood, and I've started watching it because it's been running lately. That's a weird freaking movie. I've heard the ending's bizarre. I do know that.
Right. So it's an amazing performance and amazing parts of the movie. But it, as you said, it is. It's one that leaves you scratching your head as you walk out.
Yeah. But I'm gonna make sure I watch it from beginning to end in the near future.
You saw The Hulk, right?
Yeah.
Same thing.
He's 62 today. Kate Mulgrew, who was from Star Trek Voyager.
Yes.
64 years old today.
Were you a Voyager fan?
I was not. After Next Generation, I didn't go any further. I didn't do Deep Space Nine or Voyager or any of that stuff. But I loved Next Generation, and that was enough for me.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's as good as you can get.
And then the last birthday is Andre Agassi.
Wow.
Who knew that was a wig he was wearing?
Dude, the story of his dad and what his dad made him do and in pursuit of tennis fame.
Yeah.
A really, really kind of a lunatic. But if you're going to rock a wig,
go for it.
A lion's mane like that is a ballsy move.
I met him one time, and he couldn't have been nicer. He came out and signed a lot of autographs and took pictures with a whole bunch of fans. And Pete Sampras was at the same event. Totally standoffish, complete dick, but Agassi was a super nice guy.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I always liked him.
All right, those are the birthdays. Let's see if we can get it. Oh, and WMMR, 51 years old today. I mentioned it earlier, but I will reiterate that in our official celebrity birthday. So happy birthday to the place that we call home and one of your best friends for many, many years. So MMR is 51 today. Let's see if we can get an answer to this stupid question. Which gas makes up over 75% of Earth's atmosphere? 215-263-WMMR.
I will go to John first and see if he knows the answer. Hi, John. Good morning.
Hello, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. John, what gas are we talking about?
What is nitrogen?
What is nitrogen? Yes. Hang on. Makes up about 75% of Earth's atmosphere. Congratulations, John. Hang on. We are going to give you an Avengers Endgame prize pet, including a pair of Admit One Fandango tickets to see the film, lunchbox, T-shirt, sunglasses, and more. Plus, you get a pair of tickets to see Marvel Universe of Superheroes, which is now open at the Franklin Institute. Explore Marvel's legacy through immersive set pieces, original artwork, movie props, costumes, and more. An exhibit for the hero in all of us. You can get tickets today at fi.edu. Speaking of Endgame, wow, big surprise, right? It was number one at the box office. Blew past even the most seemingly optimistic predictions for opening weekend after earning the widest release in history, by the way, meaning the amount of screens it was on. It was in 4,662 screens.
Amazing.
The Disney Marvel film garnered $158 million on its opening day alone, which is 30% higher than the previous record holder held by Star Wars The Force Awakens. That was the 2015 release. It got $119.1 million. Endgame was also the fastest film to gross $100 million domestically, reaching the milestone after 17 hours. The previous record was held by Avengers Infinity War, and that had snagged $100 million in 21 hours. While final tallies are still being finalized, it's over $350 million domestically,
yeah,
beating out the previous record of $257.6 million, or 34% more. Avengers Endgame is also the first ever film to gross $1 billion in its opener worldwide. It made $1.2 billion over the weekend.
$1.2 billion.
It is also on target to become the fifth film to gross $2 billion worldwide, which it will, you know, no problem. That'll happen. So, Casey, you saw it twice.
I did.
So, and you're going back again, right?
I will see it in 4D the next time.
Okay.
I tried to buy tickets on Thursday for at any point on the weekend. No.
Yeah, that's, you know, we're going tomorrow. We could have maybe gone today, but it would have been, you know, right down front. And I wanted at least a better viewing option. So we're going tomorrow night.
I saw a stat, Preston, that said 91% of all movie viewing at the movie theaters that took place over the weekend was Endgame.
Okay,
that's,
I believe
it. That's just staggering, yeah.
Number two, by the way, at the box office was Captain Marvel. So
there you go.
You know,
there's just no stopping it.
I would imagine, you know, people were just trying to maybe even do like a double feature.
Maybe. Yeah, but they definitely wanted to see it before,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, to get the full story in. Third was The Curse of La Llorona, followed by Breakthrough. Shazam was number five.
Shabam.
Then you had Little Dumbo, Pet Cemetery was eight, Us was ninth, and rounding out the box office was Penguins, which is a Disney nature film. So a lot of activity at the movie theaters this weekend, so very good. Cleopatra Singleton is disputing the claim that her Boys in the Hood director father, John Singleton, is in a coma. She's 19 years old, by the way. She filed court documents on Friday saying so, in stark contrast to his mother, Sheila, her assertion that he is in a coma.
Well, what's all this about?
So Sheila filed papers herself last week saying that he was in a coma in a bid to become his conservator and make business decisions for the 51-year-old while he is incapacitated. Cleopatra said Sheila is misrepresenting his condition. She said, "My father is not in a coma," adding that doctors do not have a concrete diagnosis. "My father is progressing every day. My father is breathing on his own. He is only medically sedated to keep his blood pressure low and allow the vessels in his brain to heal."
So we had heard it was a light coma initially. Then we heard it was a more dramatic coma with him, stroke with him being in a coma. Mm-hmm. It almost sounded exactly like the whole Luke Perry scenario. But now they're saying, or at least there's a point of contention here.
Yeah. She continues by saying that Sheila has abused this position, particularly pertaining to the support of his children. A doctor filed a form with Sheila's lawyer saying that he is incapacitated, but did not address
whether he is in a coma or not. Either way, the guy is out of it.
Yeah, it's
and,
bad.
And they're jumping all over the money thing right away. So
this has happened many times before. Look at all the protracted stuff that went on with Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it can get very ugly. Hey, Idris Elba and Sabrina Dauri have tied the knot in Morocco after getting engaged in February of 2018.
Yay.
Yeah, the pair exchanged vows on Friday at the...
Yay.
The pair exchanged vows on Friday at the Zar Char Bach Hotel in Marrakesh. The small luxury hotel offers extensive gardens and privacy.
This is good news for me.
Why is that?
Because I was wondering what the garden situation was at the hotel.
Okay, yeah, it's very private.
Well, that's really going to help my decision.
Dowry wore two custom Vera Wang gowns for the day. Why would she need two gowns?
Well, because she sweats like a pig.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe.
The wedding day changes is a fairly common thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Two wedding gowns?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Huh. I did not know that.
Usually one for the ceremony and then one for the reception.
I thought maybe one for the bride and one for the groom.
No, we didn't do that. We just...
No, because you're normal.
Because you're a normal person.
We did clothes all day long. Same clothes. So anyhow, Elba opted for a black suit by Oswald Boateng.
Yeah, we know these people.
Oswald Boateng.
Yeah.
Pre-wedding, the couple partied with guests at an extravagant rehearsal dinner at Amaninja on Thursday.
We know none of these places.
They're in Marrakesh.
Yeah, we would know this.
The Zar Char Bach Hotel.
Guess they've never heard of the Great Wolf Lodge.
And I'm a ninja, what?
The party continued Saturday with an all-white festival. Vogue's July issue will share exclusive photos and inside details on the wedding.
I'm happy for Idris Elba. I like Idris Elba. I want to be Idris Elba.
Yeah. There were a lot of wedding activities over the weekend. Katherine Schwarzenegger enjoyed the company of a very special guest at her huge blowout bridal shower. Oprah! Oprah rolled up to the...
I'm here!
Lavish bridal shower on Saturday.
And I brought bread!
Wouldn't she have to do that when she arrives?
I'm here! Mm-hmm. You look fabulous!
She had a giant gift box in hand and a huge smile on her face. And the big O was easily the biggest celebrity there.
I'm taking you all to Ninja Island in Marrakesh.
So Catherine's mother, Maria Shriver, hosted the party at her private estate.
Oh, Castle Grayskull.
And
I get it.
That's the doorbell.
Yeah. Honestly, Case, you remember we saw her?
Oh, my God, yes. She
has a very bony face.
She is a lovely woman, but one would have to, if one was being honest, one would have to say directly to her, why is your face so bony?
Yeah. So it was a pretty good-looking crowd because Catherine's super hot celeb friends were there, model Abby Champion and TV personality Whitney Port.
Wow.
Also showed up to support the bride-to-be. Oprah and Maria have been friends for decades, ever since they worked on a show together back in the 1970s. Arnold and Chris Pratt also rolled through, meaning Catherine's dad and fiance were at her bridal shower.
Pratty Pratt.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I guess they made it there for a little bit.
Maria and Arnold are still married, by the way. They never got divorced.
No kidding.
Yeah, they've been separated since 2011, but have yet to finalize the divorce.
Isn't that wild?
Arnold is having a crazy busy weekend as well, though. He was a proud papa Saturday morning at his son Joseph Baena's college graduation in Malibu.
This is the son with the maid, right?
I don't know.
That
happened 18 years ago?
Baena,
or
yes.
Over 18 years ago?
Right. So the kid was, that's definitely that's the son of the housekeeper that he did on the side, which led to them separating, but as Nick just reported, they never got divorced, but they have...
That's crazy. I didn't think it was over 18 years ago.
Well, she may have had the kid, before we became aware of the story.
Okay.
And that might have been what was going on prior to that. The kid had been born, and she was living with Baena. I don't know what her first
Baena.
Name is.
Baena. So Catherine and Chris started dating last summer. In January, they announced their engagement, so they had a big party. And they seem to be on excellent terms with both sides of their future family and close with Pratt's ex-wife, Anna Faris, of course. And they are all seen out frequently with Pratt and Ferris's six-year-old son.
He's got to be happy with Chris Pratt as a son-in-law.
I would think so. Yeah, most definitely.
I mean, it was a little quick since you know the last marriage, but you know, you can't stop love.
Yeah, when the news was reported that Arnold Schwarzenegger had fathered a son, it was 14 years after the fact. So the boy was already 14.
That long after?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. So the news was reported in 2011, and the kid was already 14 years old.
That makes more sense.
It's the greatest day of my life.
3 years after reconnecting with her husband, Brian Austin Green, 32-year-old Megan Fox requested a dismissal of their divorce.
They fixed their marriage?
I guess so, yeah. The two were together for 11 years before the surprise split in May of 2016. She confirmed their reconciliation.
Wow.
After becoming pregnant with their third child. I do remember that, but she has filed to dismiss the divorce. So I guess the papers were still there.
Yeah.
Just kind of hanging in limbo.
Well, every night before I go to sleep, that's the thing I always pray for.
You say a little prayer?
Yeah, for their marriage. Mm-hmm. And I guess it worked.
It worked, Steve. So congratulations.
Two pieces of great news. Yeah. I learned about what the gardens were like at that hotel and that they're back together.
These are the two big pieces of positive news.
But I mean, honestly, I like these guys as a couple. I don't know why. Do I like him?
Yeah.
I'm okay with her, but I like him.
Yeah, I like him too.
You know what? Jackie Bam Bam has a prayer room.
Like, does he?
He literally has a room in his house where he just prays.
Like the War Room. You ever see that movie?
Yeah. But I mean, I guarantee you he
prays for every Brian Austin Green?
Well, no, he prays for everybody in this room.
Ah.
So, I mean, like you jokingly say, like, you know, he has you do your prayers, but he does it. Takes time out of his day every single day.
He's a good man.
And says, so I wonder if maybe.
He had a hand in this?
He had a hand in this.
Well, if anyone's listening, if God's going to listen to anyone, it's going to be Jackie Bam Bam.
Tom Arnold's estranged wife is blaming the end of their marriage on Tom's fixation with Donald Trump and his ongoing prescription drug addiction.
So which is first?
That's right, you know.
The prescription drug addiction or the
Trump addiction?
See, I thought he was sober, but his behaviors over, like, because I see him, I'm like, man, are you sure this guy's sober?
Chronic lip licking.
Yeah,
that sort of thing, that sort of overly kinetic thing. We had him in here, and he was a good guest.
Yeah.
And he was a little more sedate than you see him now when you see him hawking the show or on interview shows. Something's going on.
But our friend that brought him in here had told me that he was not a normal person.
Oh.
Like outside of the interview, he's, you know.
Really?
A different person.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, but anyhow, I've always found him, I can't handle him for more than 10 seconds if I see him on television, and I'm out. So Ashley Grousman Arnold filed court documents that the blast obtained, in which she says the True Lies star has been increasingly erratic. So
he was erratic from day one.
Of course. He's always been that way.
Yeah. He built this whole thing on being erratic.
Hey, here's a false alarm. A hospital near Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's new home sparked a baby panic among royal watchers.
Ooh.
The pair have said that they want to keep the birth of their first child, due any day now, by the way, private. But it hasn't stopped anyone from peeping through the hedges at Frogmore Cottage.
Frogmore!
To look for signs of the royals' taut arrival.
So, obviously, they have all sorts of security and surveillance and so on and so forth, but the British tabloid press is notorious for stuff and like impersonating people and getting, you know, credentials and all that stuff. So, you know, we're going to find out the second the kid's born.
Frogmore.
It's really not a cool name.
Toadhole.
Yeah, Toadhole.
I mean, it doesn't sound royal at all.
Nope.
Frogmore.
Welcome to Swamp Slut Manor.
No, it sounds like something that would be like in the Muppets or something like that. You know?
Yeah, it's not even Harry Potter level.
No.
It's a smidge below
that. It's where the Fraggles want to live.
Yeah, exactly. Celebrating a birthday in the Car Jenner world is always an epic undertaking. And this year, Kylie Jenner pulled out all the stops for Travis Scott's 28th birthday.
Oh, boy.
In addition to throwing an Avengers party, she bought him a massive billboard in Los Angeles at is dedicated to his big day.
I took my wife to dinner.
The billboard reads, "Happy Birthday, Daddy," featuring a close-up black and white shot of Travis and Kylie's one-year-old daughter, Stormy, and a shot of Kylie and Stormy.
Did you see the picture of him in a full Iron Man outfit and her as Captain Marvel with the kid? It was all over social media.
Nick just pulled up the picture, so
yeah.
I'm seeing it now. Yeah, okay, sure.
Hey, that's their theme party.
By that kind of money, I'd probably do that too, I guess. So, but anyhow, in this particular, in the billboard picture, they were wearing matching outfits. So,
I wonder how many times he goes, "Yeah, that's great, honey. I'll put that on."
Yeah,
sure.
So this you won't know the guy's name, but you will know the characters he's played. Larry Flash Jenkins was an actor best known for his roles in Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Fletch has died. He was 63 years old. Casey, he played Gummy in Fletch. Aww. You don't remember Gummy?
Gummy
was one of the addicts down
okay,
on the beach.
Okay, down on the beach,
He was the black guy.
Yep.
You had John Wendt.
George Wendt.
George Wendt. The big chubby dude.
Yeah, I know who
it is. And then Gummy.
Fat Sam.
And they, what's that?
Fat Sam and Gummy.
Fat Sam and Gummy. That's it. Yeah. So
I like this guy.
Sam, man. I know. And Steve, he was on The White Shadow.
He was. And he'd see all over the place.
His role in Ferris Bueller was pretty minimal. I don't think he had any lines.
I don't think so either. He was one of the car attendants.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Who took the...
What country do you think this is?
Yeah. They take the Ferrari out for the joyride. So this is sad. He was 63 years
63?
Old.
63? What was it?
Yeah, he died suddenly in Los Angeles after suffering a heart attack. But he also had a long career. He was on episodes of MASH and The Shield and Home Improvement and best known, I think Gummy was his kind of standout role. He'd embraced his strengths behind the scenes as a producer and a director for numerous projects as well. So that's sad news. What else we have here for you? How about this one? I have two of them here. Netflix is pulling the plug on Santa Clarita Diet.
I figured that was going to happen.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore and Timothy Olyphant.
Sucked anyway.
Yeah?
I watched two episodes. It did nothing for me.
Because I thought it was something completely different. I thought it was like these two psychopath people who were cannibals. And it turns out that they were like, she was a zombie.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. The news comes after the release of the show's third season on March 29th. Fans naturally took Twitter demanding renewal with a Save Santa Clarita Diet hashtag campaign.
Has that ever worked?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know it has.
On what?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yep, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And then, Steve, what was the Skeet Ulrich show?
Jericho.
And they ended up bringing it back for a little bit because of...
You're exactly right.
Fan demand... demanding that.
There were a couple of episodes, and then present they did a two-hour... Listen, they really shorthanded it and wrapped up a lot of stuff, but they produced this movie, at least for the fans, and got it done.
I do wonder why on Netflix, though, they don't give it more breathing room, because it would seem that people discover shows a little bit later. I know it's all viewer-based, but it's not like it's commercial-based.
I was reading about this, Nick.
They're already getting their subscriptions, so what is it to Netflix whether or not they keep a show on, at least to wrap it up, to finish it out?
They address this, and the fact is they're getting inundated with so many new things they want to get on.
Oh.
And so, by its own success, Netflix is becoming a little bit more, cutthroat,
okay,
but they're being a little bit more discerning on what they're going to leave up.
There's a show called Friends from College that I really like, Kathy. I think you liked it too.
Yes, I did. It was great.
It kind of left on a cliffhanger, and it wasn't the world's greatest show, but they didn't finish it, and I just wonder why. Finish it out. Do five or six more episodes and wrap it up. But
so is your viewing predominantly Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have a digital antenna, so I watch Netflix. I mean, network television that way. But most of what I watch is either Amazon Prime or Netflix.
The last season for Santa Clarita Diet, by the way, was strong. Observers point out it garnered 100% on Rotten Tomatoes ratings, but they're getting rid of it. Shannon Doherty has reportedly signed on to star for BH90210, Fox's forthcoming 6-episode event series that will reunite Beverly Hills OGs, including Jason Priestley, Jenny Garth, Ian Ziering, Gabriel Carteris, Brian Austin Green, and Tori Spelling. And I'm wondering how they're going to handle...
Luke Perry
passed.
Preston, I don't know if he had actually signed on to be.
I don't think he did.
Because he has the commitment with Riverdale.
Yeah. She will also executive produce on the show, which is set to drop this summer.
I wonder what her health situation is like. We assume it's got to be good if she's doing all this because she had that bout, the battle with cancer.
Yeah. The Darlings are not headed back to TV just yet. Melissa Joan Hart, who starred in Clarissa Explains It All for 5 seasons, reveals that the production on the revival has stalled. She said, "There's no update. No, I've been busy on my Netflix show and have just been trying to get family time on the side, and the show is kind of on hold right now. I don't know what's going on with it." Rumors that Nickelodeon was bringing back the 90s hit surfaced in March 2018. According to the Hollywood Reporter, The reboot would have Hart reprising her role and named as an executive producer. However, instead of navigating through her teen years, Clarissa would now be the matriarch of the family. By the way, I looked up quite a while ago what exactly an executive producer does.
Yes.
And sometimes it's not quite as involved as it sounds like it is. You can just actually write a few lines and get an executive producer credit on
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of times or producer credits will be dispensed to say, all right, we'll give you this. Like we can't do this for you, but we can give you that. We'll give you a title.
I always thought it was money involved.
Yeah, me too.
That the executive producer is probably putting the most money into the film.
Or the executive producer's name is used to leverage money to get right. money for the
yeah, yeah, I was surprised when I looked up the definition of what producers, what executive producers and all this stuff do, and it's a little there's a lot of interpretation there.
So does this leave a slot available for a show?
I don't know. Clarissa explains it all. By the way, filmed 65 episodes, ran from 91 to 94, and Hart is keeping busy. Otherwise, of course, we had Sean Astin on not too long ago to talk about Netflix's No Good Nick, which she's in. She's also a partner with Kelley Blue Book for their recently announced Best Family Cars of 2019 campaign.
I have a great idea for a show that we should produce, and we can executive produce if you want, for Netflix. Called Prince Charles in Charge, where you do all the original episodes, yeah. but just make Scott Baio's character Prince Charles.
The Prince of Wales.
Same scripts, okay. same everything.
Yeah, no, but all the same, except it's just
Prince Charles.
Okay, I like it.
Does it have Willie Ames in it?
It would have to. Right? Yes. I mean, I think we're purists.
How could you not?
I'm just hoping.
Bible man, come on.
I'm not an executive producer, so.
You don't have that mind that I've had being an executive producer for well over a minute and a half.
And then one last.
Wow.
You got Charles in Charge.
You could put a gun to my head and play this and tell me what show was from.
Marissa, are you singing the words over there? Oh, my God. You're a big Charles in Charge fan?
Of course.
Oh my I was, God. Too.
Charles in Charge and Just the 10 of Us. We're on TBS every day.
And I don't even know Just the 10 of Us.
Coach Lubbock, and you would... It was
a spinoff of Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Yeah, I got
the girls were hot on it. You would have liked it.
Okay.
They were.
All right, fair enough. All right, and then one last thing. TBS is axing Wrecked after 3 seasons.
No!
I know. The Lost-esque spoof stars Zach Cregger... Uh-oh. And focuses on passengers whose plane crashed.
I actually liked it. I watched a little bit of the first season. You know, these days, again, there's so much stuff fighting for your attention that it really has to be. It was amusing. So if I'm going to, of a show that's of a parody nature like that, I'm going to watch Angie Tribeca over this show.
Okay.
You know, it's just, you have to weigh out what really grabs you.
Yep. All right, we're ready for clips. So, Shameless fans who know Noel Fisher, or is it Noel Fisher? Yeah, Noel, I guess, as Mickey Milkovich, the closeted Southside thug, may be surprised to see him on the new series, The Red Line, playing a cop in Chicago's posh Northside neighborhood. In this clip, Noel talks about playing these polar opposite characters. Here we go.
Well, it's really kind of what drew me to the part and the show to begin with, because it was... approached in a way that really kind of you get to explore that human aspect of it and that kind of that shared experience that we're all kind of going through and in a way that I hadn't seen before.
This is special.
The Red Line premiered last night on CBS. Here's the next clip. Birthday girl Uma Thurman.
Wow.
Plays the mom of the donor in Chambers, a new supernatural horror mystery about a girl who receives more than just a transplant after having a heart attack. In this clip, Uma talks about her transition. I didn't even catch that one. Her transition from big screen to streaming. Here we go.
I'm always trying different things. I've spent my whole life trying different things. I've really enjoyed the television that's been coming out in the last number of years. It's revolutionized that form of entertainment. So if I have any pattern, it's to do something different.
Come on, you best.
Yeah! Chambers is streaming now on Netflix, by the way. All right, and there you go, your stories from the world of entertainment this morning. All right, let's do ourselves a favor and take a break because we got to get ready for all kinds of stuff, including today being your final opportunities to win cash from our Go Fund Yourself 2 contest. Today's last day.
So you got five shots of this, and we will start that at 8 a.m. Don't miss it. And keep in mind, there's also a chance for you to win a $10,000 grand prize if you use our MMR mobile app or WMMR.com to enter that very special keyword, which I'm going to give to you as close to 8 o'clock as we can get it. So we'll take a break, come back in a second, get to that and more. Stay with us.
You know that yearly family picnic, the one where everybody shows up to hang outside, enjoy good food, great friends, and plenty of cold beer. And while it might be fun to watch Uncle Joe do a keg stand, MMR's Family Picnic has eight kick-ass rock bands providing the entertainment. Shinedown.
Cause it's about to get heavy.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. The Struts. And Evanescence. Plus GA performances from Fozzy, Bad Wolves, The Glorious Sun, and Siravo. Bud Light presents MMRBQ 2019, Saturday, May 18th, BB&T Pavilion, WMMR.com for details on $25 lawn tickets. Hit up the Rock Shop for this year's MMRBQ t-shirt presale. Order now in time for the show.
Presented by Bud Light, brewed with hops, barley, water, and rice. And sponsored by Rita's Water Ice and Godchall's Turkey Bacon.
93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
A few stories. You know, last week we had a lot of time to talk about, you know, Avengers Endgame and the whole MCU. And
oh,
that,
yeah.
That happened on the weekend. So there were a couple of stories I found interesting that I didn't get a chance to get to last week that I still have. One of them was this guy. Now, Steve, you have an Apple Watch.
Yeah, I've had a couple of them.
My wife has an Apple Watch as well. But there was a guy who was body surfing in Huntington Beach, California, about 6 months ago, caught a big wave, lost his watch, came off of his wrist and in the ocean, figured gone for good. But 6 months later, after losing it, somebody found it about 3 miles north of where it was lost, and it still works just fine. So it may have been underwater for 6 months, and it still works fine.
So my watch is water resistant, mm-hmm.
Right?
I think, and down to a couple of like feet in the water, and
it's a couple of meters, a few meters.
But if it was like underwater for that amount of time and still working,
yeah,
that's pretty wild.
That's very impressive.
Yes,
and
I think I'm going to try that at home.
I mean, does it float or?
I don't think it would. No,
that's a good question. I don't know.
Let's try it.
Yeah, let's do it. Throw it in the toilet.
Throw it in the river there.
Here, Kathy's had experience with that. Threw her phone in the toilet. But it made me think of something, and I wanted to pose this question and see if anybody wanted to chime in with something, a piece of equipment that just wouldn't die no matter what. And I'll give you an example of this. And this is a battery. I don't know how this is even possible. So I still have this. I saved some of my kids' toys.
Yes.
For mementos and you know,
sentiment.
Down the road. And maybe they'll give them to their kids if they ever have them and use them.
Right.
So there was this old toy. It's like a little Fisher-Price thing. It looks like a little violin that we have had since my boys were infants. These are baby toys.
Give us how many years.
So my son is 18 years old. My oldest is 18. So it's got to be at least 17 years old, 17, 16 years old. And it's you push the button and it plays a piece of music. It's from the Four Seasons from Vivaldi, which is one of my favorite pieces of orchestral music. And I know the tune very well. And I have it in one of my dresser drawers. I took it out less than a month ago.
Right.
Just to see. Push the button, music still plays. Now, there's got to be a battery inside there powering this thing.
Yeah.
And is still alive after 17 years.
Are we thinking it's like a watch battery or?
I don't know.
Who the hell knows?
Did you ever put a battery in it?
No.
So it's probably like a watch battery.
How big is it?
I'll have to look. Case, it's about, I don't know,
it's
4 or 5 inches long.
At least AAA, maybe AA.
You think so?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Or just,
maybe it's nuclear?
It wouldn't. I mean, it might be a
nuclear-powered violin toy.
You're telling me that sucker's nuclear?
We just got Jay Scott from the Easter Bunny this toy that in the directions it says you will never have to change the battery, that it's battery operated and you will never have to change it. And that if you do, contact the company because they kind of, I guess they sell the product based on that.
Really?
Now, there's not a lot that goes into it. It's called a boogie board. It is not something you take in the ocean.
Okay.
It's just something you write on. It comes with the little stylus and then you can erase it.
It's erasable. Hit a button. Yeah, I know exactly what those are.
Right. So I was was just kind of reading through the directions because I think you can link it to Bluetooth and your phone and things like that. And it basically said, don't worry about the battery. You'll never have to replace it.
No kidding. Yeah? Never replace the battery.
I don't know. Do they just assume you'll be distracted eventually and not remember that they made that offer?
Yeah,
or you just grow out of it.
Yeah, you grow out of it, and you're not going to use it anymore.
When you're 35, where's my boogie board, mommy?
Well, we use that type of thing. That's like my list keeper. We have a boogie board, and it's hung on the wall.
Oh, okay.
And I just write notes as opposed to using paper all the time.
Mm-hmm. My boogie board's where I put snot pressed
and erase it. Well, you're doing the wrong thing. Oh. Let me go to Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie. Good morning.
Hey, bitches!
Hey, what?
What's up, Roddy?
Yo, I had an old Nextel, the flip silver Nextel.
Okay.
I put a pitchfork through this thing. It would not die. I had dropped it in water. Would not die. But the pitchfork, straight through the screen, the old flip screen, still screams, still works, just had a hole through it.
Unreal.
Do you still have it and it still works?
I still have the phone. It is dead now. I don't have the charger for it, but I still have that old phone. That thing, you could throw it three city blocks, it would not die.
Did it say in the actual ad when you first purchased it, pitchfork resistant?
It did.
Well, then you made a wise choice. I'm so glad those Nextels are gone. I mean,
thanks, man.
Yeah.
Let me give this mother effer a try.
Try it.
Give it a try.
All right. I just want to let you guys have a good day at work.
Thanks, all right, man. Appreciate it. All right. Let me go to Dave next. Hi, Dave. You're on the air. Good morning.
Morning. You guys are up.
Hey! Thanks, pal. Appreciate it. What's up, man?
Dave! What's up, guys? I'm talking to you on the phone right now. I've had for about 2.5 years. I've dropped in a pond. I do landscaping. I've run it over with a mower. Dropped it in the toilet probably about 4 or 5 times. The only thing wrong with it is a little corner of the screen is cracked.
Okay.
Well, so the audio's not bad on it, but it's been submerged and apparently floating in piss a couple of times, and it still sounds pretty decent.
Yeah, no, like I said, it's been fully submerged in the toilet for probably about a good 5 minutes. I put it in bag of rice and used it the next morning.
That rice thing works?
Bag of rice thing.
It does.
Does it work?
It has saved this phone at least 4 or 5 times.
Dave, what kind of phone is it?
It's a Galaxy J7.
Okay, interesting. Thanks, man.
Just the other day, I was watching Millionaire, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and that was one of the questions. And they didn't pose it as, what are you supposed to put it in? Like, it said, what do you put a cell phone in if it's been submerged in water?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, I guess that actually works.
I tried it one time. We had a waterproof digital camera. This is before phones were quite as... useful as they are now for pictures.
People used to use cameras to take photographs.
And so it had opened up, the waterproof portion of it had opened up, water had gotten inside, it didn't work anymore. So we stuck it in the rice thing.
Yeah.
And I left it in there for like a week. And it didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work at all.
And there is, honestly, that's why you should have followed your initial purchasing, Preston. Make sure everything you purchase is nuclear powered.
Yeah, please. I drove my car into a pond one time while on the cell phone and got totally submerged under that. All I did was I took the battery out of the cell phone, put the battery and the cell phone on the windowsill of my place of business. And went to work and then came out a couple hours later, put the battery on, and the phone worked fine.
All right, fair enough. I'm going to go to Eric next. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Gadzooks.
What's up, bud? We were talking about something that has stood the test of time that you can't believe still works after all these years.
Well, my case, it finally died out in 2010, but when I was younger, my dad got me a F-14 Tomcat toy from the movie Top Gun.
Yeah.
So that thing lasted till about 2010. It got packed away in a move in 2001. But then, you know, me going through college around 2009, 2010, around there, pulled it out. And quite simple, it was like a two-button F-14 Tomcat. One played the engine. The other, like, had, like, little blaster sounds for the missiles. About that time, it was starting to fade out. But I remember right up to the point of the move in 2001, that thing was still alive and kicking. So, I mean, we're talking about this thing around Top Gun.
I mean,
the 1980.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So, but the battery that was in it still powered it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It has to. Wow. It has to be in the way that some batteries, you know, like there was a story about a it was a Tesla that just kind of went up in flames.
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
It took like 4.5 hours to put it out because the battery just would kept powering the fire.
Yeah,
wow. So we had a cat toy that was a little chirpy toy, like a little bird. Beep, 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 beep. We bought that when we just moved into Maniunk years ago, and it somehow ended up in one of the boxes that moved. And I'm in the basement the other day. And I'm like, oh, Christ. Oh, the cat brought in something. And I found it. And, I mean, it was this crappy little, made in China little bird thing. But the little battery-powered chirpy thing was still working.
I guess they've come a long way in battery technology because...
And robotic birds.
You remember, if you would buy batteries and you would let them sit on the shelf for an extended amount of time, they would lose their juice.
Yes,
and
if
you missed your window, you were out of battery. Well, now you can buy batteries and so I buy these special sized ones for my rangefinder. I know we've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah.
But it says on the...
Are they D batteries?
Oh, no. They're very, very tiny.
Oh, are they?
They're special sized.
Right.
And anyhow, it says on the package, good for 10 years. Like, you can have it sit in the package that long before, or it might be 4 or 5 years. It can sit in the package that long before you even use it, and it'll still be good.
You still have the Fire on Command toy by any chance?
I don't have that. Yes, I know. That was my
That's a good one.
That was a great one.
Yeah.
You know what pisses me off about the things that you don't use that stop? So, for example, when you, I have my printer. If you don't do any printing for a while, the ink cartridges run, they become useless. Like you, in other words,
It dries out?
Yes. Well, to me, that's a freaking ripoff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I bought it. I'm conserving it. And I still have to just buy replacements anyway.
Here's one that'll take you back a little bit. I'll go to John. John, you're on the air. Good morning.
Oh,
what's up, John?
Jesus. How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, John?
Hey, so about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were doing a little spring cleaning in the house. And, in the one crawl space, we happened to find a Furby doll.
A Furby?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And not a noise ever before, but as soon as we picked it up, all it started blinking, started, crackling, and it scared the hell out of us. So
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
It's like talking Tina.
So, that went into the bonfire later that night.
Dude, of course.
Oh, dude,
it was possessed, Preston.
Wow. Okay.
Furby, man. God, do you remember how big those freaking things were?
It was the you can't find them anywhere toy for a little while there.
It was like on the Goldbergs. They had the Cabbage Patch dolls, and the mom went out and got a knockoff doll. It was called a lettuce crop kid.
Oh, Jesus. By the way, have you ever picked up an old something where batteries have been in there way too long? You open it up and it's just corrosion.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All over the place. You have to throw that away, right?
Oh, I do.
I mean, you can't. Can you come back from that corrosion? Anybody?
I don't think so. The toys that I wanted to save of Jace's, I would take the batteries out for that reason.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I don't think I've ever done that.
Except Furbies. You can leave those batteries in forever.
Although, I want this to be a continued experiment with this little violin and see how long it'll go before it finally dies. I wish I would have thought to bring that in.
Do you remember the, was it like Mattel? Was there a major company that made it? Or was it just like a little knockoff?
No, it was Fisher-Price.
Fisher-Price makes some good stuff.
Yeah. Let me go to John. Hey, John, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yo, how's it going, man?
Good, buddy. What's up, John?
My parents bought me a fan, an oscillating fan, when I was 10 years old at a place called Thrift Drugs. Now, you're not going to remember what this is because you weren't living here, but they were a JCPenney's drugstore, believe it or not.
Right.
And so she bought this oscillating, my mom bought this oscillating fan for me, and I run it. I've run it every night since I was a kid, and it helps me fall asleep. And I kept it through high school, the stoner years.
Let me ask you something, John. Is it battery powered?
No. You plug it into a wall. It's just like a regular oscillating fan.
But it's a 39-year-old fan, is what you're saying. It's almost 40 years old?
Almost 40 years old. And the thing ran literally every single night of my life since I've had it. Because it was like my white noise to make me go to sleep.
Right.
They don't make them like they used to, John. I'm telling you.
So what's the fate of this? What ended up happening, John?
Well, it got the motor still ran. Like, all these pieces started falling off, like the back cover, so you'd get electrocuted every time you touched it.
But it's a modest risk.
sort of fatigued and the top fell off the bottom. But my wife let me keep this thing in our house all these years. I mean, I'm almost 50, and we ran this thing at night almost every night. And it broke my heart when this thing.
Well, it finally kicked on you?
Yeah, and I tried to find a replace, like find the exact same version of this fan, but I couldn't find one.
John,
it's 50 years old.
I think we get too overly cautious when wires start to become exposed and sparks start occurring.
Yeah.
You still have a couple years left in that.
Yeah.
Just take it off the rug and put it on the hardwood.
Listen, old stuff like that, man, you're right, Steve. The wiring does not, it's not as compatible with what we plug into nowadays. And some things aren't grounded.
Of course.
And you can die.
If you're a fan of
plugging
grounded
it in.
We had an old, like, I know exactly the kind of fan he's talking about. The old style, you'd see it on the desk of like a private detective, you know?
Right.
And we had one with that old, you know, Christmas story type plug that went in, you know, the whiff of ozone and all that.
Yeah, it actually puts out more heat than moving the air around enough to cool you off.
I turned on the fan and instantly got a lot warmer. I realized it was time to replace that sucker.
It's Harry Knuckles.
Yeah.
We haven't heard from
I can
Harry.
See the hair on my knuckles flowing in the wind.
Hang on. So Fisher-Price seems to be popular, and Heidi has a story about a Fisher-Price product. Hi, Heidi, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Heidi?
You know, I get made fun of for keeping all my toys. I'm 56 years old, and I've got my little TV I got for my fifth birthday. And you wind it up, and it has a Mary Had a Little Lamb, and the screen goes around, and that sits up on my shelf. I have my Furbies. I've got my Jane West and the Sheriff.
Jane West? Yeah, I remember Jane West.
And I have a wood-burning set. I don't know if you guys remember.
Sure,
I do.
You know, they actually do still sell those. I saw one in A.C. Moore
with
the other day.
With all the safety craziness that they still allow wood-burning kits?
Wood-burning kits, yeah.
When I ripped that open when I was 7 years old, I was excited.
Man, and those things stunk, too.
It was. Yeah. I bought that, and my parents bought me My Little Arson. And it was a great little companion piece.
But Heidi, that Fisher Price TV you've had it's 50 some odd years old, and it still works.
It still does.
Okay.
I wind it up. My friend's got grandchildren. I show them.
Well, Heidi, are they in good shape? Would you ever consider selling them or giving them trying to sell them to collectors?
You know, I'd like to, but you know what? It's the worth inside that makes it worth more to me than what people would give.
Yeah.
It's a shame. But, you know, I get made fun of because they think I'm a hoarder, but my toys, I have boxes. They, you know, everything.
You're probably a hoarder.
How old
are
you?
It's like that Seinfeld episode, you know?
Yes.
I'm afraid people are going to feed me turkey and come over and play with my toys.
Thank you, Heidi. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Listen, there are definitely some things from my childhood that I wish I would have taken care of and held on to, and, you know, all those, like, Star Wars toys and, you know, my WWF action figures.
Yes, going back.
But, you know, I didn't.
You know, the Fisher-Price stuff, there was a lot of that stuff that they used to sell one press. I don't know if you remember it, but it was little film strips, and you just crank it. It looked like an actual camera, but you looked in it, and it'd be little snippets of, like, Pinocchio.
Disney made that. Yeah, I remember that.
They were so cool.
Yeah.
I love those things.
Yeah, I know exactly. And there were different cartridges you could put in that would show different movies.
I bought one when I was, like, 16 because I loved it so much.
They were pretty cool, I have to admit. Hang on a second. So we're keying off this story. A guy lost his Apple Watch in the ocean, body surfing. Somebody found it 6 months later, and the thing still works.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. Maybe Fisher-Price should be making the batteries in Teslas.
I'm going to go to Nick. Hi, Nick. You're on the air. Good morning.
Whee! Guess what I get to do?
Well done.
What's up, Nick?
So my brother Tom called a couple weeks ago when you guys were talking about, you know, fathers or whoever that were swapping goods with each other. My dad worked for Tasty Cake, and he swapped promotional items with a cigarette guy.
Yep, I remember
Cigarette guy gave my dad these flashlights, little red flashlights, probably 1989. I still have it. I still use it every week, at least once or twice. And it's still bright.
Okay.
It still shines.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't even open this thing up. So whatever's in there, it might be nuclear.
Wait a minute. So you haven't changed the battery in 30 years?
No, you can't open it up.
How often do you use it?
I feel tight. I swear to God, I could send a picture over when I get
He said he used it every day.
Every day you use it, and it still works, and it's still bright.
No, I don't use it every day. Once a week or so.
Okay.
I use it too quickly, not extended periods of time, but it's still bright.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Nick.
What's black magic or something that allows these things to work for decades?
The tiny little flashlights that you can put onto your keychain.
Yeah.
I've thrown one of those in the drawer and then, 8 years later, pull it out. Wonder if it still works. Son of a bitch.
Laser pointers are the same way.
Are they?
In fact, years ago, I knew my wife would be the one for me because on my birthday, she said, "What do you want?" A laser pointer. Why? They're fun.
She got
me one. And that one she got me, I found it the other day. It still works.
Wow.
I don't know who has more fun with the laser pointer, me or my cats and dogs. I have so much fun.
What do you do? You pretend you're an assassin.
Yeah, I just make them run around, jump up on the walls.
Oh, playing. Yeah. Yeah. I thought you meant without the animals around.
Yeah, like your wife. He chases the dog.
Yeah.
No, I just thought you'd be shining it on stuff.
That's what I was doing, Preston.
But I do love those gags where, dude's kind of just, sleeping on the couch, and they put the laser pointer on his nuts, and then the dog goes, that is funny every time.
Never gets old.
Never.
No.
I have to admit, that's I agree. That's pretty cool, too. You know what? There's a lot of great tech in the world. And real quick, Steve, here's something that involves... Amazon indirectly, but
yes.
it's Google. No, it's not the one-day delivery.
Okay.
Thing. Well, I can go to that if you want to.
Whatever you want.
So Amazon is going to now move the Prime members, and they did this during the Prime members' earnings. They had these calls on Thursday last week. The annual subscription service qualifies you, of course, for free two-day shipping with most products, and only when you order items totaling more than $35 you receive free one-day shipping. Well, now they're going to change that for Prime members, and they're going to test out one-day deliveries to the Prime members for anything that you order.
For anything?
Yeah.
Okay, so for a while there was a...
any Prime item.
Yeah, if you're... Right. Yeah, it's got to be Prime.
They had beta tested in Philadelphia as one of the areas the same day. This was a while ago. I guess this was in preparation for this, and I tried it. Yes, sure as hell it did work. I ordered stuff while I was on the show. When I got home, it was like arriving at the same time. Now, this means they're going to have to ramp up the whippings at the distribution center to make sure that everything gets out on time.
The company says it's working hard with its logistics partners to achieve the faster delivery to an ever-growing number of places in the U.S. However, it states that it will take a significant amount of time until the service is fully deployed, and that it will give us additional information about its efforts in this year's second quarter.
So what, honestly, and you have to stop and think about it. I know everything ramps up our impatience level, like with a microwave. Come on, I can't wait 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So what would you imagine you absolutely need same day?
Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't wait 12 hours or,
Right. It all depends on how convenient it is for you to physically leave the house and go purchase one and bring it back yourself. Because you will get it. You can get something that day.
I ordered a leave on Amazon.
Okay.
Because I just knew I'd forget it.
Okay. Well, that's a different story.
And it came the next day.
Yeah. You didn't need it right then and there.
No.
So, but if you do, you run in the store and you go get
Absolutely.
It and you got it in 5 minutes.
Boom.
Unless it's internal organs, you don't actually need any of that stuff.
You don't really.
But I'm curious about the geographical restrictions on this because if you're in the Florida Keys or in a remote place or whatever.
Yeah. How do they do that? Yeah. Well, in fact, they may be out of the delivery range for this offer.
Okay. I guess they're going to have to get more of their centers.
Right.
In certain locations in order to ensure that they can do that.
Or, Preston, what about those Boston Dynamics robotic dogs that we saw chills down our spines?
Yeah, Steve and I were watching the video. Boston Dynamics, they're starting to scare me. They already
they're
did. Skynet. They're Skynet.
They're
Cyberdyne.
But they had... I mean, there was this video that Steve showed me of these. It's like a robotic dog. It doesn't look like a dog, but its size and its movements kind of mimic that. And you see one walk across the screen, then another, then another, then another, then another, like this whole troop of them. And it looked
It's awful.
And they were all in sync together, and it looked militaristic and futuristic and all the other freaky-istics you can think of.
Precise, cold,
yeah,
emotionless. And what were they doing, Preston?
They were towing a like a semi truck.
Oh God!
Uh-huh.
How fast are
they? Or maybe it was a tow truck.
It was a big truck.
Yeah. All right. So that one dog in that Black Mirror episode,
yes,
is so fast.
That episode is called Metalhead.
I thought that was Metalhead.
Yeah,
Metalhead. That thing is so fast, and
these weren't moving that fast. Okay. Did you say a scary?
I don't remember.
You were totally a scared.
I might have. I don't remember.
You were a scare.
A scary.
Have they put weapons on these things?
Yes, they have.
Of course. Why? Why?
Well, you know, there are great minds out there. I think actually even Elon Musk and some others. I think even Stephen Hawking,
yep,
prior to his death, was saying, slow your roll on this one.
Well, who's in charge of Boston Dynamics? Who is it?
Oddly enough, it's Dustin Diamond.
Right?
Really?
Screech.
He got a job?
He's the head of Boston Dynamics.
Of course, and you knew that guy's out of his mind.
Huh.
But, like, who's checking those people?
And what if the person who's in charge is actually a sentient robot?
You know.
Listen, I'm all right with robotics, but once you start putting an artificial mind into one of those things.
So, Preston, what if the violin that you had that runs, that eternal nuclear violin that you have, also had a gun on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be.
And was self-aware.
It would hold the house hostage.
I'm not going to play Vivaldi this time.
Because it never dies. But it's pretty wild, man, the state of technology today. And I have other stories as well that tie into that type of thing. But we have to take a break, I think, because we got to get ready for Go Fund Yourself. Speaking of technology, there's a good way. There's a good thing.
Yes.
Right there. A chance for you to win money.
For every robotic kill droid, there's a great contest that allows you to win money.
That's correct. And we have your chance to win $1,000 here in a little bit and maybe even 10 grand, but you got to use a little bit of tech in order to do that. So it all ties right back into that. So let's take a quick break. But anyhow, I think it's pretty cool. If you have an Apple Watch, it might last for 6 months under the ocean.
Honestly, drop it in your pool.
Go find out.
Yeah, see. Do a test.
A little experiment, if you will. But we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. I got some bizarre file stories. And then probably after that, we'll get to the special keyword you're going to know
for
GoFund Yourself 2 and our final day of your chance to win big money. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Love MMR? Buy some gear. Check out the Rock Shop at WMMR.com. Snazzy.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes before I can give you the keyword. So I'm going to take this moment to plug the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event, which is this Saturday.
Wow.
With Laurel House. That is correct. It is May 5th, 4th. I'm sorry. That is Saturday, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. So here's the deal. I spoke to my good friend Tina Quincy over at the Laurel House. And what I was not aware of is the numbers are a little low this year.
Really?
Well, because we get a lot of support from fire companies that come out. And that happens to be like a training day. Date and a couple of fire companies can't make it, so we're down in the numbers. Therefore, we need your help to bring the whole thing home. So it's for Laurel House, and of course they help out people who have issues with domestic violence and all kinds of great things. Whether it be legally they help them out, or quite literally give them a place to go if they need to get out of a toxic environment, and also how to. You know, if somebody has been dependent on another person for so long and they don't have a career, they can help steer them in the right direction. That way, an amazing organization.
Well, the stories that you hear, by the way, it's an incredibly fun event, and it's a good vibe, and everything about it is so upbeat. But you do hear some stories of, you know, when people feel they have no recourse, they just don't know where to go. And in many cases, they have a kid or a couple of kids, and there's an abusive
person, you know, who has them living in terror. Yeah. Laurel House provides options and doesn't just say, okay, here's a bed. They get them up and running and get them independent. So to see that and be a part of that is a wonderful thing. So, yeah, if you have time and you can be available, it's really well worth coming out to. And besides that, there's pretzels.
There's pretzels. There's all kinds of goodies. Yeah, yeah. And it's men putting on high heels and walking 1 mile in support of women. And listen, ladies can walk in the event as well, and they certainly do. So we'd like for you to sign up, too. The website is laurel-house.org. Or you can go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on events, and you'll find our community page, and that's where all the signups are. But this Saturday is going to be me and Steve and Nick representing Team WMMR. Please sign up and be a part of this. We do need your help. So I just wanted to give that a big fat plug. So that is this Saturday. And we're going to be warming up. Weather hopefully is going to be fantastic. So looking forward to that. All right. Now, Case, I need you to switch out those before I hit the button because we want to make sure you have an opportunity to do this.
Mighty 3-3 WMMR Philadelphia.
Fund you too.
Fund you too.
All right, this is the last time that we are going to be doing this, but later on, Pierre's got a couple shots at it, and so does Jackson. But this is your final opportunity this morning to get signed up and maybe win yourself $1,000. The keyword that you need for the MMR Fund You 2 Nationwide Contest is middle, M-I-D-D-L-E. You have until 8:15 to enter it via text. And the special contest short code number, which is 45911. So if that's easiest to enter that way, go ahead. But you can also have a chance to win our $10,000 grand prize if you enter via the MMR mobile app or via the contest page at WMMR.com. So do that. And we're going to call you if you're randomly selected and you win $1,000. Complete contest rules available at WMMR.com. The word again is middle, M-I-D-D-L-E. Good luck from A&T Subaru and WMMR.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre Final.
And this morning is brought to you by Drexel's LeBeau Online MBA. Drexel's LeBeau Online MBA is designed for the future of business. Visit drexel.edu/online-MBA to learn more. Well, a man who admitted smoking methamphetamines earlier in the day attacked a bedroom mattress with a bedpost and his bare hands, believing there was a man hiding inside of the mattress.
Oh, and was there?
No.
Whoa.
Deputies were
called. Well, that seems kind of crazy.
Yeah, deputies were called to the home Friday morning after the man's girlfriend, who he had refused to let leave the bedroom, was able to escape and call for assistance. Philippe Okendo was charged with false imprisonment and possession of drug paraphernalia. His girlfriend told deputies Okendo began acting erratically, thinking that she was cheating on him with a man inside the mattress. So he stabbed the mattress.
Where's the mattress man?
He stabbed it with a bedpost, and then he ripped it apart with his hands. He had locked the bedroom door and would not allow his girlfriend to leave, but while he was moving the mattress around, she was able to unlock the door. Okendo told deputies he was fighting the man in the mattress, holding him down when they arrived.
Of course.
But the man then slipped out and left, he said.
Know what? He would not have to have dealt with any of this had he had a Sleep Number bed. He could have just lowered the firmness and seen the outline of the guy perfectly.
And punched him right in the face.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he admitted that he had been smoking methamphetamine.
You know what? That can fog your judgment.
Mm-hmm. An Ohio woman said she thought that her daughter's imaginations were running wild. Kathy, this story is for you. She thought her daughter's imaginations were running wild for 3 days until she discovered there was a possum living in their closet.
Oh, dear God.
Caitlin Bird said in a Twitter post responding to Chrissy Teigen's escaped pet hamster story that she had her own struggle with a loose animal in the house. Bird shared a photo of the animal lurking among the toys in the closet. She wrote, "Hi. This possum was living in my children's bedroom for 3 days before we believed them." Bert says her daughters had been complaining for 3 days about, quote, a creature in their closet. But she and her husband checked out the room and decided that they were playing make-believe and that it wasn't real.
Look, it's not my job to comment on your parenting, but you should listen to your children.
She said that her husband carried the possum outside and released it into the woods, but they thought, you know,
that's a classic story. There's a monster in the closet.
Uh-huh,
well, not a monster, but a possum.
Mm-hmm.
An Alabama man sought by police for allegedly punching another man hard enough to make his eyeball pop out of the socket.
Oh, God. Jesus.
And then punching the eyeball.
Like a speed bag?
Like squishing it. Dude,
my grape. God.
He was arrested early Friday morning.
That is really hurting my eye.
Justin Wesley Leverett of Mobile is charged with first-degree assault in the attack. During an argument, the suspect, this is according to the police, the suspect punched the victim in the face, causing the eye to pop out of its socket.
What a shot!
The Mobile Police Department's Facebook page said the suspect then punched the eyeball, causing it to explode.
Well, there's no way to reclaim an eyeball after it's been detonated.
No, the Post, which asked for the public's help locating Leverett, did not give details on what prompted the argument. The attack took place in an area of the city known as the Bottoms.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, if you're going to get your eye punched out of your head.
In the Bottoms.
Probably going to happen in the Bottoms.
Yeah.
Or Skid Row or somewhere like that.
Alabama!
That's where it took place.
Of course.
A Long Island man ran a prostitution ring out of his parents' sprawling suburban home, enticing women with drugs and locking them in the basement where they were forced to use a bucket instead of a bathroom. And the parents didn't know what was going on, apparently. Raymond Rodeo III, by the way, used social media to recruit women, got them hooked on heroin and crack cocaine, and then forced them to have sex with men in the basement of the Sound Beach home or at nearby motels.
Raymond's always in the basement doing whatever.
The ring operated for about 4 years and involved more than 20 women.
Don't you think at a certain point where your kid's running prostitution rings out of the basement, you'd see a hint here or there?
Rodeo's parents may have known something, it says, untoward was going on, but not necessarily that their son was running a prostitution
ring. Oh, it's totally toward.
And they are not charged with the crime. Rodeo pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking, promoting prostitution, and other charges. He remains jailed because he hasn't posted the $1 million cash bail or $2 million bond.
I certainly hope his parents sent him to his room.
Yeah, no kidding.
Took away his Xbox.
Yeah. All right, one last story, and then we will wrap things up. Scientists are urging caution after claiming regulations could be lax in China and rapid advances in technology are making controversial Planet of the Apes-style experiments more likely.
I don't like this.
The warnings come as one of the scientists behind a controversial test which saw human genes put in monkeys says that he has regrets and thinks that it should not be repeated, and images of the tested animals are released. The experts, speaking to Daily Star Online, also argued the experiment could have unknown negative effects on their brains and even make the monkeys self-harm.
KK wants a cocktail.
Professor.
KK wants a cocktail.
What would you like to drink?
I don't know. How about some wild turkey?
Okay.
It's great when friends drop over unexpectedly.
Professor John Gluck, researcher and the chair of NIEVS Primate Testing Advisory Committee, said the Chinese-led team had claimed the frequency of serious abnormal behaviors like self-injury, repetitive stereotypes, did not increase in the tested monkeys.
I'm going to pleasure myself, but this time I'd like to wear a silk glove.
He explained that the monkeys were genetically altered so their brains grew more slowly like humans, which could increase brain power.
Do we need this?
No.
I'm totally fine with dumb monkeys.
It's not clear. The general behavior repertories of the monkeys was not negatively affected by the genetic manipulation that led to slower brain growth and improved performance on tests of short-term memory, Gluck said.
Does no one remember what happened to the smart shark experiment?
The smarter monkeys could be harmed, and the possible gain of knowledge has been properly vested against the suffering imposed. Regulations in China are not as strict, and the possible environmental effect of genetically modified monkeys, if they escape, had not been fully considered, they said. Chinese groups involved in the test have strongly defended their work and insist that they follow all international standards.
You know, listen, assume we're going to have like they had in Wakanda, the battle rhinos.
Yes.
Right. You know, right. Except they'll be super smart.
Yep, yep. You never know. All right, and there you go. That's what I have. In the Bizarre File this morning, let's take a quick break. Come back in just a moment or two. New Word of the Week prize this week. We've got your chance to win a very cool foosball table. I'll get you the details a little later. But in the meantime, we're focusing on $1,000. And that is with the MMR Fund You 2 contest. The word is middle, M-I-D-D-L-E. You got until 8:15 to enter that. So good luck to you. We'll be back in a moment.
Jack
Jackson's Jeep Club and Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram presents MMR's Mudder's Day 2019. Get dirty and get your Jeep on at Bridgeport Speedway, Sweetsboro, New Jersey, Saturday, May 11th. $15 per Jeep gets you in and a go at the custom dirt obstacle courses and mud pits.
Join us for another great day with our Jeeps in the dirt and mud. Plenty of room for spectators, too, with free parking. There'll be hundreds of Jeeps on site, Jeep parts to win, and you can even score MMRBQ tickets. Plus, cool vendors and food trucks, including Two Street Sammy's and DHY Motorsports.
MMR's Mudder's Day with Jackson's Jeep Club at Bridgeport Speedway. Tickets on sale now. WMMR.com for complete details. From Spirit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we're selling excitement. And 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
Hey, you know what? Real quick, I was just whispering with Casey. We have an announcement to make.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is a big congratulatory announcement to hear in our promotions department at MMR. Our good buddy, Todd DeFeo.
Yes.
He and the lovely Mindy are now parents and a baby! Yay! So...
love you.
They have, yes, they have a young boy... and I don't have name. I was looking to see if there was details on the name. We don't
Anthony.
Know the name of the baby. Is it Anthony? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, Louis.
Louis.
Louis Anthony DeFeo. Or Louis Anthony DeFeo.
It's funny because I was talking to Todd about names for the baby, and he definitely wanted something Italian, but so many of the Italian men names end in O, like, you know,
yes.
Fabrizio or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And his last name is DeFeo.
Right.
And so he didn't want, like...
Fabrizio DeFeo, DeFeo?
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
Spaghetti-o?
Antonio DeFeo.
Yeah.
He didn't want that. But I guess it went with Louis Anthony or Louis Anthony DeFeo.
Oh, and, that's wonderful.
He was a little bitty thing, 5 pounds, 11 ounces. But it's not super tiny, but you know, it's not like unhealthy tiny, but that's a small baby.
Well, Todd,
which is good for her.
Todd's 6'4".
Yeah, Todd's about 6'4". Yeah. No, Todd's he's average height, I guess.
Yes.
And so... that's cool. I'm very, very happy for them. And Todd DeFeo is one of those behind-the-scenes people here at MMR.
He gets it done.
So much stuff that happens that you have no idea about. He and the gang in the promotions department do. He's a very, very hard worker, so that's really cool. So congratulations. Oh, and yeah, Casey, I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah. Our good friend Nikki from Hands at Home Massage Therapy.
Yes.
Had her third baby over the weekend.
Yeah. With Todd?
No. Not with Todd.
Oh,
no, not at all with Todd. Man, she's been cranking them out.
Well, so I reached out to her just to say, hey, listen, we two had 3 babies under 5, so she's going to have her hands full, but I wouldn't have it any other way. So, yeah, I believe her oldest is maybe 5 max, right?
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah,
so now those healing hands will be covered in puke and poop.
So the baby's name is Freddie?
I believe so. That's all what right. I saw on
That's
on
awesome.
Nikki's amazing. We love her to
Freddio.
Death.
Freddio.
So congratulations to everybody who had a baby over the weekend. Isn't that really cool?
That is really special.
Nice. Hey, I wanted to point this out. So I've not seen Avengers Endgame yet. Chuck D'Amico is in here just a moment ago. Has not seen it yet as well. He's going on Wednesday. And whether it was, you know, commitments as far as, you know, just not being able to find the time to go do it. Or like me, I had to wait until our entire family because I wanted us to see it together. This is the culmination of... years and years of us enjoying these amazing movies. It's an incredible franchise. So I wanted us to see it together. So we're going to go tomorrow to go see it. So I've been avoiding, for the most part, social media. And I'm trying to avoid a lot of anything that would spoil any plot point at all. Casey and Chuck sent over this thing about Thanos. I didn't even look at that, even though I know you wouldn't dare send me a spoiler alert. I didn't care.
Oh, the Google thing?
Yeah, but I...
it was just a cute little thing on Google. Has no
I know,
spoilers,
but I'm not gonna. I'm not going near it.
Didn't want to risk it.
I don't care. So I didn't do it, even though I trust the source here. But Casey also sent over a text about somebody who crossed the line and a high-profile individual as well. It was LaShawn McCoy, right?
Yeah.
He posted something on social media that was a spoiler.
Yeah. And don't pull this up, by the way.
Yeah, I don't want
to
see it.
Don't pull up his tweet. You know, and just I want to figure out because I didn't look to see how many Twitter followers he has. But he major plot point and just tweeted it out like Friday. But, you know, I guess maybe he saw it on Thursday night or something like that and tweeted out.
to his 730,000 Twitter followers.
Not cool.
A major plot point, and I just don't.
So listen, I understand, and your ire registered with me as well over that. The truth of the matter is, we know that. Okay, some people get a little crazy. Don't tell me how Jaws ends. And knock it off. You know, that's not a spoiler at this point. But I think we are now dealing in the culmination of a number of things, whether it be Game of Thrones, whether it be this, that are carrying a special weight to them, especially for fans who have been invested over years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as we heard in the Love You Hate You call, people have gotten are hyperbolic, and I think rightfully so. Normally, I'm like, okay, I can see maybe you're a little overreacting. For many people, including me, it's a paramount enjoyment that people get to experience it for themselves.
Yes.
And for the most part, I've seen there be a lot of respect for this. You're it's not just I'm going to be cute and clever. Oh, you no, it's a lot more invested in this. And there are a couple of stories I know you're going to get to, Preston, where people have found out the hard way just how invested. It's years with the MCU. It's years of time invested with the Game of Thrones cast and all the stories.
Yeah.
You want to experience it yourself. It's very important. And so when you do that, you're literally robbing someone. I know it sounds very melodramatic, of a life experience. And yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, but you realize we're talking about it again. You realize every time we talk about it, there's a chance, there's even more of a chance for a spoiler alert. Somebody call it and say something or post something on social media. Like, if you want to stay away with it from it, stop talking about it.
No, yeah, that won't stop it.
But to the point of this, though, to him posting that, blanketing it to his hundreds of thousands of followers. Listen, it's easy to say to somebody, hey, have you seen it yet? Okay, then you can talk about it once you get. But if you're putting it out there, posting it like that,
and
that's just a dick move.
Well, I've also seen people jump in case just for a second, and so they throw out if anyone's seen this or wants to talk about it, then you can take it into direct messages or you can email, but you just don't throw it out there right. Like that.
Yeah, and the other thing is, by the way, he still hasn't taken his post down. It's
really?
Still it's still up there.
Has he responded?
I don't know. He is such an a-hole. But the problem with the, and he tweeted it, is the fact that, like, I don't follow LeSean McCoy, but it ended up in my feed because people I do follow LeSean McCoy, and whether they liked it or commented on it, blah, 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 it ended up in my feed.
Did you read any of the responses to his? Were they pretty scathing?
Nobody's cool with it.
Yeah. It's a hilarious thread. If you have seen the movie and you don't want to spoil it, get spoiled. Don't read it. But if you've seen the movie, go through it because there are just people. Lots of memes, like people sitting back eating popcorn, like just watching this explode.
Hey, wait a minute. Have you seen it, Marissa?
No.
Do you care?
No.
Okay, well, that's
fine. Yeah. That's totally fine. Yeah.
For instance, we were on our call. I was in an Uber last night. I was with my boyfriend, and we were talking about this whole story. And I turned to him, and I wanted to tell him about it. But I knew that our Uber driver may not have seen the movie yet. So
very
I waited
good.
Until I got home, and then I told him the story.
All right, good.
So I was very cautious about it.
I appreciate
and
that.
And I bet you got a great review from your Uber driver.
But so they've been ripping him apart, I guess, pretty good, huh?
Yeah, and as they should. In fact, I think, you know, if he ends up playing for the Bills this year, I'm going to end up in Buffalo for the Eagles-Bills game later on this year in October. And I'm going to write something mean on a poster board.
Oh, my God. Are you really going to do that?
How about this? Spoiler alert. You suck.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's your spoiler alert.
Right, yeah.
So, Preston, like, again, you're there. Obviously, a big episode of Game of Thrones last night. It was 80-some-odd minutes and a big deal. It's not too much. Again, you know where I stand. It's like I say, I think people can go crazy. But this I see as having, that's just a flat-out crappy thing to do to tip a hand on something like this.
Yeah.
Especially when so much of this stuff is now delayed viewing.
Yeah, and it's either, I see the motivation, two reasons why you would want to do something that like that. Number one, you just want to be an a-hole and ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I saw it, and I want everybody to know I saw it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the only two reasons I can think that somebody pulls crap like that and reveals a plot point of something that is clearly anticipated and important, and they do that. And neither one of those is acceptable.
Yeah. I, by the way, love watching sports. I don't know if you guys knew that
sports?
About sports. Yeah, yeah. Especially I like watching the Eagles. And during their Super Bowl run, I had to coach a basketball game as they were playing the Atlanta Falcons. And so I understand people live tweet during games, yeah. So I'm not asking anybody to not spoil it for me because that's just the nature of sports, you know, live sports. So I just stayed away from it. You know, I stayed off of all social media. I had actually, because it was a home game that I was coaching, so I got on the microphone before the home game. I said, hey, guys, by the way, and the Eagles are playing. I said, please do me a favor if I'm anywhere. Don't tell me the score of the game.
You made an announcement on the PA.
I did. I said, I don't want to ruin. I'm DVRing the game, and when I get home, I'll catch up to, right. to and watch it. And you know, so I definitely did my due diligence to not find out. But when you don't have a choice, when Preston, the first thing you'd see when you open up the show this morning and the yep. text message comes through, like, dude, come on.
It's a joint effort.
Like, I wanted to physically assault LeSean McCoy after I read that. Like, I was so mad at him that I wanted to, like, punch him and throttle him until he, like, succumbed to his injuries.
Well, speaking of that,
yes.
Steve had mentioned the story to me, and I have it here. Apparently, a crowd of spoiler-sensitive Marvel fanatics beat the living crap out of a loudmouth for yelling out major plot points as they waited to see the movie. This was in Hong Kong. The spoil sport, who was not identified by name, was leaving one showing of the superhero flick in Causeway Bay, Hong Kong, when he started blabbing about key moments to those waiting in line for the next showing.
Purposely walking along the line, yelling out major plot points.
To yep. be funny?
What's that?
I think to be a dick. Yeah, a funny dick.
So a purported photo of the aftermath shows a man in a white T-shirt seated against a wall being treated by a few onlookers as blood trickles down the right side of his face.
I hate to laugh, but I think he got what he deserved.
I agree. You know, I mean, well,
well I don't know.
I mean, I know not really, but it's sort of really.
Well, here's the deal.
But sort of really.
It's sort of really, but not really. But you know what I'm saying?
He didn't get what he deserved, but he got what he got, right? And that wouldn't have happened to him if he didn't do that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not maybe you didn't maybe deserve that.
I believe it's.
But you got it.
It's an equal. There's the onus is on both parties, the potential spoiler and the recipient, to take precautions. You're in the theater. You're in line. You're going to see it in just a little bit. You know, this was clearly an orchestrated a-hole move.
When we were walking out of the theater yesterday morning, because I took my kids to see it at 9 a.m., and when we were walking out at noon, there was a guy standing in line looking to buy tickets for some sort of show. And one of my kids, I don't remember which one, started talking about the movie, you know, because that's what you do after you see a movie. You sort of dissect it and everything. And I shut it down because I don't know what this guy's going to see. I don't know if he's going to see that or us or whatever. But I said, let's hang on, guys. We'll talk about it. But let's get to the car where nobody's within earshot because I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
There you go.
Makes total sense. Yeah. So. Yeah, just please respect it, if you will. By the way, somebody is calling in. I'm even hesitant to go to phone
calls. Yeah, I wouldn't.
But this says that LeSean tweeted that spoiler four times out.
That son of a bitch.
And made it worse. What's that all about?
What? Also, for what it's worth, there were spelling errors in his tweet. You know, like he couldn't even spell the character's names right.
He spelled LeSean wrong.
Wow. And speaking of this movie having an over-the-top reaction, a woman in China was so overwhelmed while watching the movie that she began sobbing uncontrollably and had to be taken to the hospital because she started hyperventilating.
God!
She struggled to breathe, possibly during one of the many affecting moments in the movie. She was taken to the emergency room at a nearby hospital and given oxygen in order to regulate her breathing. She said that she's an emotional moviegoer. The doctor said she's going to be fine. The crying incident is yet another odd story to come out of the movie.
God.
Record-breaking opening weekend.
She went into this same woman went into cardiac arrest during a viewing of Monster Truck.
Oh, my God.
So she's
just. The monster was actually inside the truck.
In the truck. Preston, what I would say is this. There's so many moments where you will tear up. And once you've seen it, check out Kevin Smith's spoiler-packed review because he brings a lot of insight to what you just saw, and it's just great. But he goes, Listen, I know me crying makes me even more uneffable, but but it doesn't matter because this is, you know, and what he talks about, the reason why, if anyone needs an explanation as to why people are off the charts worked up about this movie, well, $1.2 billion worldwide take in one weekend should indicate the fervor for it.
By the way, I over the weekend, as you pointed on, pointed out off air, Steve, almost every single Marvel movie was on over the weekend at some point in time. And I spent yesterday watching, at the same time, Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Ant-Man. Because they were on three different channels, and they were channels with commercials.
Yeah.
So I would watch one, and I've seen them all multiple times, so I didn't mind.
Yeah.
Because as soon as a commercial came on Avengers, I flipped over to Ant-Man. And then when that had a commercial, you know, I flipped over to Guardians.
And the good part is it's not like, oh, they're going to leave out the sex scene, or he said mother effer there. So you don't have to worry about that. The movies remain pretty much intact.
And I did cry a little bit while watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
Of course.
Did you?
Where, it's where they're you know, about to, they grab onto the stone. And spoiler alert, but he sees his mother in his mind as a kid saying, you know, hold my hand.
Hold my hand, yeah.
I get all weepy and stuff. I'll be in the know tomorrow, and we can all
And Chuck is seeing it on Wednesday.
He's seeing it on Wednesday.
What you should do is, once you get out, wait for Chuck to get out on Wednesday. Just stay in the parking lot.
How can you wait that long?
What?
I just don't know.
Did you get tickets?
Here's the way I'd mentioned last
week. I bought tickets last week for Sunday morning.
I had some friends that went and saw it early Friday morning and everything, and it's cool. And as much as I want to see it, like I said, it's not a concert where it's going to come to town and then it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
I can still go see it. And the fact that I just have to avoid, you know, the information that leaks out about it is not that big of a deal.
It's only been 3 days.
Wait, it's only been three days.
I don't know if this is an extra devious rub here, but Kevin says, to make it worse, LaShawn spelled things wrong purposefully so that they would come through the filter. Does that make any sense?
I don't think he's that smart.
No, he does not have that much forethought.
Kevin, we're not sure he's that smart, but it's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
But that would be extra devious.
Yeah, it would be.
You bastard.
All right, so anyhow, just keep that in mind. It's really pissing people off.
Yes.
Like you said, we heard on the Love You, Hate You line of somebody who was apparently, I guess, at work, and they started talking about it and ruined it for everybody and pissed a bunch of people off.
Bottom line, listen, if you are not into it and you maybe look down your nose at people that are, like, just stop. It's something that people enjoy, right? So, like, just let people enjoy it. Let people like what they like.
Listen.
You know?
Like, I know my room is full of Batman toys.
Yeah.
You want to make fun of me? That's fine.
Yeah.
But I love it. So leave me alone.
Speaking of toys, I have completely other things to talk about. We definitely wanted to touch on that.
We had to. We're a major news service.
But I was not aware of this, that according to a study, about 50% of people are more likely to get intimate with their partner while on vacation.
Yeah.
And while you may want to take some sexy lingerie or something like that to kind of spice things up a little bit, or maybe a kinky toy, you have to be careful because the bringing your sex devices abroad can land you in jail sometimes.
Oh. Is that right?
Yes.
So
some countries have restrictions on sex toys.
Have you ever tried to bring that violin across?
No, I never have. Well, state lines, yes.
State lines, but
never another country.
So do tell.
Some countries like India, United Arab Emirates, and the Maldives have restrictions on sex toys. Under Islamic law, sex toys are also prohibited under the category of illegal pornographic material. In 2011, authorities made buying sex toys or bringing them into the country illegal. This comes after it was revealed that you can't wear lacy panties in Russia.
How do they know?
Belarus or Kazakhstan. The country banned sexy outfits, apparently, I guess.
More sexy panties in Kazakhstan.
According to this particular
story. Let me see panties. Now, if they're not lacy, is that okay?
That's a good question.
If they're just like big old bloomers.
Maybe they have a whole, a department that checks that out and They're the ones who can make a call on that.
This does not give me boner. You're free to go.
But I guess some people travel with their vibrators and their dildos.
We've had stories of you've had in the bizarre file above. They think there's a bomb on the in the luggage, and it's just a vibrator going off.
Yes.
What? Well, who do we have in it?
When we did the contest,
Nikki Glaser, and she the hotel had provided. Right? There was a sex kit?
Hey, when we were in London.
Did you get a vibrator in your...
No, but they had a little intimacy kit.
Really?
In our rooms.
And what was in it? Spotted dick?
No, it was like... No, spotted dick.
That's dessert. That's pudding.
I think there were condoms and lube and a little tickling feather and things like that. Amongst the little premium items that you
was it
have.
On like the little shelf?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think Rodney probably took ours.
he took your there. Sex kit?
Well, he was
That's
there
That's not like Rodney.
Now, we had, so it was a Marriott hotel. We have a Marriott rewards program, so we got an upgrade in the room, and it was free. And so I guess maybe we had it and you didn't have it.
Well, I had a special sex feature that my refrigerator leaked water onto the carpet.
Oh.
And that was really erotic.
Okay. Was that part of your rewards program?
It was part of my rewards program. Yeah.
That shower was interesting in that room. It was like
It was like a closet that had water coming from the ceiling. It was very weird.
It was a shower room.
I was not happy with it.
But speaking of sex, I did see this story as well. Norwegian University of Science and Technology researchers have proven that men should pretend they're not interested in a woman to increase their chances of sleeping with her.
It's very difficult for a lot of men to do. Or to do it effectively. Now, to what, how does a man, what's the best and optimum method of, do you just act standoffish? Do you act rude?
I mean, then you just come off as a jerk.
That's what I think, yeah.
Not really. I mean, this is like what girls have been told since we were kids. Like, you know what I mean? You don't want to throw yourself at them because then they're not going to be interested.
Yeah, that
makes sense.
No, what, guys?
Well, yeah.
Sure they will.
No, if you throw yourself, they know they can get it, then they'll come to it when they feel like it.
Okay, and this says, in fact, men who tried too hard actually turned women off, but at the same time, women who acted overly interested in men had more success.
Well, I don't know about turning them off. That I think that might be a little too much.
One expert not involved in the research adds, in economic terms, it's about supply and demand. The most in-demand people are not the most available. They are a rare commodity in the dating game. So, I'm not buying that. Now, here's the deal. I understand you don't want to slobber all over a woman when you're trying to get her attention. But acting like you're not interested at all might just, you've got to get some attention at first.
Well, it's finessing that. It's being a little standoffish without being hit the road.
Listen, we've been playing this game for years.
They're just trying
to teach you now.
I know. Fortunately, it's a game that I don't have to play anymore, which is wonderful.
So, right?
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Decades of not having to play that game. Thank you, honey.
It is a different world, though, now. I mean, you do have all kinds of different...
Absolutely. Did we learn nothing from Bill Cosby?
No, I didn't mean that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I meant, like, you know, social media and apps dating.
I saw a prototype for a new dating app on Friday after the show. There's a friend of mine who's really smart, tied in with venture capital and that kind of a thing, and he was showing me this thing that's sort of like the anti-Tinder, because Tinder has turned in, essentially, it's like a sex app, you know, swipe left and right.
Yeah, straight up.
It's not really about dating so much.
Sure,
It's about hooking up. Exactly. So this guy's dating app uses these algorithms to, Casey, you would post a video of you playing with your dog if you were single at home, right? And then the next video that you posted would be you going to the Avengers, things that you're interested in.
Yeah.
This algorithm then allows you to see if Kathy might respond to that kind of a thing. But it's subsequent videos, one after another, showing what you are and what you're like instead of just how handsome you are.
Okay, so is it tied into your other social media apps?
It's not. It's its own app, and it exists, this app, but it's not prevalent yet. But the point I'm trying to make is there are always new apps. There are always new ways to find new people, and there's never any shortage of new ones, new ways to do it.
Well, this seems to be providing a larger macro picture of the person.
Exactly.
But it does work in tandem with howbigsyourjunk.com.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always a caveat.
By the way, speaking of sex and interaction with men and women, or men and men and women and women, the phrase Netflix and chill, of course, has been known to mean come over and,
we'll have sex.
Yes.
Essentially. We'll put TV on and we'll have sex. Well, now, apparently, people are taking it to mean come over and watch Netflix and relax a little bit.
it actually means that.
Yeah, not have sex. So an article in the Wall Street Journal says that some experts think binge-watching shows is a new form of birth control for many couples. A lead author from a related 2017 study says if you're watching something streaming, the next episode is immediately available, and there are no commercials where you could look over and say, hey, honey, you look nice tonight. So now they're saying that it is actually, as of 2017, fertility rates have dropped below what's needed for the population to replace itself. And they're saying this is one of the things.
Well, there's a problem.
But they said another survey of people aged 18 to 38 recently found 36% say they'd rather watch TV than have sex.
Apparently, drilling the bunghole means watching Hulu.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Drilling
the bunghole means watching Hulu.
Watch Hulu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which means the opposite of Netflix and chill.
Right, exactly.
Well, they came up with their own phrase.
But I think it's because, you know, the show ends, and maybe that might be when there's a break in the plot, and maybe you're starting to feel, you know, now's the time to take it to an intimate level. But the next episode starts immediately, and you get caught.
You have no time.
Yeah.
When you were dating, or when you would do the, you know, invite, hey, why don't you come over to my apartment and look at my etchings or whatever, was there a movie or a TV show, besides the classics putting on mood music, was there something that you would, was there a movie you would go to sort of?
We sort of talked about this in college for Nick and myself. It was like Disney movies and stuff
the
like
Lion
that.
King.
Yeah.
Lion
that's
King
right.
And, VHS.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You got...
But I wonder...
You got some to The Lion King, didn't you?
Well, I lost my virginity to Aladdin.
Okay.
But my friend Brian Walsh...
Did I just F a genie?
His line was, you want to come back? Because, you know, if you had a VCR in your room, that was a cool thing. So you could watch movies back in your place.
I wonder how all of this technology has changed college life, because back when we were in school, like, you kind of hung out in whatever room had, like, the best movies, you know?
I never had that sort of scenario, but it would be my understanding, like now you can have a really nice little home theater set up in your
dorm room. Like, a 19-inch TV, you know? And that was totally...
And Fraggle Rock
on DVD. And, you know, everything was dependent on, you know, your CD collection, your VHS collection, and, you know, you would watch Fletch 1,000 times, and you know, your options were very, very limited. It wasn't until I think my junior year, my buddy started working at West Coast Video.
Oh yeah!
But then we really had access to every single movie ever.
Did West Coast Video have any porn?
Yes. In fact, I got
not triple X porn.
No, they had triple X porn.
Did they?
Yeah. So my buddy, the one time I went into this one did not all West Coast Videos.
Okay.
This one, the one by the Acme in the Collegeville Shopping Center, had a back room. I grabbed one, I put it on the desk, and then I went to go, you know, shop for some other movies, and my buddy switched it out. He went and took that porn and switched it with gay porn.
Oh,
and
my,
like,
God.
I mean, I was by myself, right? So I'm like, I'm going to get home. Yeah. I'm gonna just quick rub one out, and then I'll get on with the rest of my evening.
Yeah. I've got things to do.
And I turned it on, and I'm telling you, like,
what is this?
Well, the one Where's guy.
What are the girls showing up?
Well, the one guy was a little feminine looking, right?
Right.
So it took me a little bit until I was like, he's got a penis. Wait a second. And then.
So an hour later, you're still watching.
Yes, let me finish. I was just in your store. And the porn that I bought has nothing but guys. I want to bring it back.
I'm telling you, between the time when I left the video store and came screaming back to the video store, probably about 10 minutes of time had passed. And he saw me pull up and he was howling, laughing. It was funny, dude. I wasn't mad or anything like that.
I didn't realize they had like straight up, because, by the way,
not
those,
all of them,
we've
man.
Talked about this, but those rooms in the days of video stores,
mm-hmm.
So there's two video places that I belong to, you know, one had like old style Western swinging saloon doors.
That's what this had.
And the other one had beaded curtains.
No, this has
swinging doors. And when you would go into that room, suddenly your humanity and dignity would just get sucked out of your, right? You just felt like the biggest bridge troll on earth.
I want to back up just a minute here to the to the movie you took home and you started watching it, and I guess at some point you're like, well, I'm going to give this a few minutes
and see
how this plays out. Clearly, I guess you didn't take care of business while you were watching that. But let me ask
you,
before you headed back to the store, did you set that aside and close your eyes and go to the highlight reel in your mind and do your business and then go?
No. What I did
you
is
went back
I,
and got it, your, is the I, porn you wanted.
Is I got up, I put my pants on, I blew out all the candles,
got out of the bath,
picked up all the rose flower leaves.
Yes. Put the Calgon back in the
I screamed over there.
Took your beauty mask off.
Did you hit fast forward? Did you try to maybe it's just the beginning?
No.
Doesn't this guy know any women?
I really wish I could remember the name. I don't even know what the name of it was, just because the guy, his hair was like a little bit longish. He was thin. And I was like, I don't know. But getting back to, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, one time I was, this is when I was in my single days, and I forgot, it was a bar or whatever. I was doing an appearance, met some girls that were in a bachelor party. Yeah, we're going to go back over to this house, blah, blah, little party. You can come over. I'm like, hey, it's awesome.
I'm in.
A bunch of girls at a bachelorette party, you know. And I show up, and because I had to get done working, I got there, and I come in, and they're all watching male gay porn.
What? Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and I'm like,
it was freaky.
And I was just like, I was a little confused. I didn't quite understand. And I don't know if they were watching it because they got something out of it, or it was just kind of a novelty thing or what. But I was just like, I don't well, you know, I come in and a dude's got something in his mouth, you know. I mean, right there, I'm like,
listen,
I was confused. I'm like,
it's just not your
it's fine,
not your menu item.
But it was a bunch of girls watching guy on guy porn, and I was like, is this what women do at bachelorette parties or
no?
But it confused me.
I don't think I've been to.
Yeah, well, it was certainly anomalous. So how did you did you sort of just murf it out of there?
For a couple minutes, I'm like, yeah, I gotta go.
I've seen this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Steve, let me ask you, because with those rooms and those video stores, it sucked when somebody else was in there.
It was worst.
So what would you rather do? Would you rather poop with somebody in the stall next to you?
Poop with someone in the stall next. I'd rather poop with someone in the stall with me.
Rather than peruse porn with a stranger?
Peruse porn with another guy in the room. Because because you have to do this. You had to. Thank God for open source pornography. But now you do that. No eye contact whatsoever, breathing at a minimum. My heart would beat like once every 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Try to reduce every bodily function so you're making as little impact as possible in the room. And then obviously, as you're going into your various selections, as you're looking down different things, you don't want to telegraph messages to this. Because the first thing you're thinking is, who's this pervert?
Yeah.
You know, because that's what you're going to think. But it was just the worst.
Yeah, I remember there was a time where I went to go rent from a store.
Because no one buys.
A VHS.
Yeah.
And I had run into the girl behind the counter before. She was cute. Had thought about maybe asking her out sometime. But I had already walked up to the counter. I didn't know she worked there. I had already walked up to the counter with in my hand.
Yeah.
I decided I was going to delve into the African American world that particular night.
Right, yes.
And I put that on the counter and she's standing there. I'm like, well, this is never going to happen now. I'm never going to ask her.
I'm writing a thesis.
On a date, that's probably what I should have done.
I'm writing a thesis on
research
cultures.
Yes. And
wanted to just make sure I had every bit of it.
Cultures. Yeah. Cultures. So
African
I had.
African cultures.
And I had to. I felt like an a-hole.
Yeah.
I felt like a total a-hole.
And what culture is this fisting?
Do you guys remember back in the day they used to run the Star Spangled Banner before the movie started?
Yeah. It was a free speech thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, your rights to blah, blah, blah. And it was there. I remember that, Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even I remember one that...
Hello, I'm Ronald Reagan.
Exactly.
I hope you enjoy this African-American sex video. Never forget it's your right to enjoy other cultures and how they get it on.
It was the 1980s, and so, you know, yeah, it would have... It was very patriotic, too.
Frankly, there are certain things that are going to be done that I can't figure out. But that's not my job. My job is to make sure you continue to have the rights to watch the kinkiest crap I can make sure makes it through. Whether they're swinging doors or beaded curtains, that room is for every one of age.
If you're 21 and
if
older.
If you're 21 and over.
Yeah, exactly.
Just make sure that the chick behind the counter is someone you don't want to date. Because you're going to have a tough time explaining hot Carl Palooza. Now enjoy the film.
And the movie wasn't even that good, man, when I got it home. No, it was lame. It's terrible.
Probably better
no
than one the gay porn I watched.
It's what? So.
It's probably better than the gay porn I watched.
Isn't it funny though? We're talking the depravity of what was all of that, but there was a whole subculture related to that, or not a subculture, but an experiential thing. When you'd go and you'd finally make the you'd debase yourself to go get these things, and then you'd get it home and you'd be disappointed. It's like I just made this effort. I felt like crap. I felt like a pervert. I felt just disgusting.
Yeah,
and I didn't even get the payoff.
Yeah.
You know, what? There's a plot?
Especially if it was like old 70s, you know. Yeah, with plots
with
and
plots?
Really lengthy moments that you just don't need in your pornography.
What?
Yeah.
That's why Stop trying to make art.
That's why Boogie Nights really is such a great movie because, it's from a different time, but they took
it spot on.
And they took it so seriously, and you can understand why. I mean, there was money to be made, but once the home video entertainment
killed it.
All, like the roller girl storyline, that's fascinating stuff.
And of course, then these aggregator sites that just, that's why the industry, has shifted back to personal appearances in clubs. And that's why you'll see them all go out and make these, all that. I mean, like the AVNs, the porn awards, they're not even anything that much anymore because no one cares about that stuff.
Yeah, but let's not forget that it's your right as an American, to have free speech.
I'm President Ronald Reagan. Today, as you're making your selection behind that beaded curtain or swinging cowboy door, remember, it's your right as an American to watch anything, no matter how disgusting it is, if you are of age. Just to make a quick cursory check of who's working the counter in case it's someone you might want to one day date.
Oh, my goodness.
God bless America.
That's right. And no spoiler alerts in the porn, too.
No.
Okay, that's it all
we
ties.
We all know how it ends.
It all ties. Well, we hope so, yeah, that it all ends that way.
It always ends with, you should have warned me.
All right, listen, I want to take ourselves a quick break and come back in just a moment or two on this Monday morning with the President and Steve Show. Stick with us. We've got some more stuff coming up.
Listen to all the WMMR podcasts as well as a live stream on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa, open MMR.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
My daughter's birthday was on Friday. We mentioned that on air. She's 12 years old now. And now, at that age, a little less of the, full-on birthday party where, 15, 20 kids come over.
Princess parties and stuff like that.
That's done. And so now we're to more along the lines of just, one or two friends and spend the night and that type of deal. So they did that on Friday night. But we wanted to do a little bit more. And we left this completely in the hands of my daughter. So yesterday, we had our best friends come over to the house, and Caroline wanted us to have a cupcake war. So this was her idea as part of her birthday celebration. And she ran the show, and she was a judge. And so she tasked us with building these cupcakes. We had very specific themes for each round and so on. We had all the pantry items that you needed, you know, between sprinkles and frosting and fondant, and the cupcakes themselves were already made. And then she would tell you, okay, you know, the theme is animals. And you get three cupcakes, and you get to use all the stuff, and you have 25 minutes.
That's awesome.
To build it and go. And we did. And we spent 3.5-4 hours we did this.
Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you bring in cupcakes?
We had several rounds. No, I didn't bring in any.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Right. But we each only made one. So,
it was more artistic than volume.
Mainly, yeah. Okay. So we made them, and then each round, you know, certain, you know, people were eliminated. My wife ended up winning the whole
thing. Did she really?
Yeah. And as you guys know, over the past several months, I've been watching what I've been eating.
Yeah.
I've lost 40 pounds. Yeah. I'm now nutritionally sound, and that's wonderful. I ate straight up garbage yesterday all day. And it was fun. It was cool because Shell put out like apps and stuff like that, and I'm just picking at stuff, and I haven't eaten like that in a long
time. Sure.
That was like everyday eating for me for a long time. So yesterday,
did your system blow out?
I'm just like, screw it. I took a big dump.
Yeah, because once you, I eat a Mediterranean diet. I'm very good. I'm very good with what I take in. Every once in a while, when you like Saturday night, I indulged a bit myself.
Yeah.
And your system goes, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we had all kinds of apps and things like that. And I'm just picking and stuff and eating this and that, you know, and cream cheese with jalapeno jelly on it, and blah blah blah, and all that stuff. And then the cupcakes came out, and I just start woofing those down. So I went for it yesterday, and no, I'm back on the straight and narrow today.
Cupcakes.
I gave myself a little bit of a leeway, but it led me to this article that lists the 30 most unhealthy fast food items that are available. And
I'll guarantee you that so many of them are my favorite.
I'm sure they are. And I'm not going to get into specifics of where you get all these items, because there's too many of the details in that. But I can run through some of these, and you guys, and we'll start at 30.
Does this include dessert items too?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, most definitely. So
I guarantee you I love so many of these.
Yeah, and this is, I guess,
the Institute of Just Saying?
It's from the Just Saying Institute, but it doesn't seem to have them in a specific order as far as calories go.
Is it height order?
No, I don't. You know what? Bill Weston's going to love this because I can't figure out exactly
why. Oh, he loves
why.
It. Love it.
But these all fall in the same
no
category.
No rhyme or reason. Yep. Random.
Yeah, Bill hates it when they go in some specific order.
Seems too structured. Seems desperate.
But some of these are pretty self-explanatory, like chili cheese fries. That's one of the most unhealthy fast food items you can get.
What's the cheese?
No!
The cheese is the home run of the meal. There's all your nutrients are in the cheese.
Surprisingly, I don't really care for chili cheese fries.
No kidding.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah,
I care for them deeply.
Yeah, I just don't like the chili. And this doesn't say from where. It's just in general chili.
Make
cheese
your fries or mushy.
No, I don't think, the chili's got to be perfect for it. Okay. And
there's no reason for it not to be perfect.
All right. This particular one says it's 470 calories. That's actually not that bad.
For one fry.
Yeah, I don't know how big the serving is.
Yeah, right?
Is it steak fries?
Then it says breakfast sandwiches are notoriously bad for you, or most unhealthy fast food items. It says, you know, sausage, egg, cheese, croissant that you crave has a whopping 525 calories. Still not convinced it's completely awful for you. Think again. It says you get an astounding 1,150 milligrams of sodium, about half your daily allowance, and over 18 grams of saturated fat, which is more than 80% that you should have for an entire day for a 2,000 calorie diet.
Doesn't it reduce the calories on that, though, if you cover it in chili cheese?
It does.
I think that's an unwritten
rule.
But
nobody ever wants to do that with their breakfast.
I hate the perfect round egg that's clearly not really egg.
Me too, Kath.
Yeah, I don't know,
me out.
Kathy, if those are preformed like that or if they have a little mold that you put them in, or I don't know.
I want to see the chickens that lay those.
Well,
lay those,
yeah. It's funny you guys bring that up. There's actually an ad campaign right now with McDonald's, and they tout that it's fresh cracked eggs,
yep,
and they
they make them in that little circle on the grill.
Yeah, oh, that's
they
awesome.
Do it in a mold, yeah.
Yeah, and but it's interesting that it turns some people off because, Kathy, I mean, I agree with you. It kind of looks preformed and a little odd, but McDonald's is running that as an ad campaign.
That it's still fresh egg.
That it's a fresh egg, okay. Yeah.
I think that's why it, like, what I think is a fresh egg is not going to have perfect edges like
right.
that.
All right, suppose you're eating a 2,000 calorie day diet, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How is that supposed to be broken up in between your meals?
1,900 for breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, you got 100 the rest of the day.
I don't know, Case. My general rule has been three full meals with a snack in between each meal. And if you can total that out to make it 2,000, then... But there's all kinds of diets that say now there's this fasting thing where you go for, like, you know, 15 hours of not eating anything and then you eat everything in one shot. I'm not buying it. I think those are fads.
It's hooey and hokum.
Yeah.
So. It turns out... Eat what's good for you, moderation, there exercise.
You yeah. Even Irvine was saying that when he was here last time. He's like, just moderation, that's it.
He just actually tweeted something out yesterday or Saturday just about, because there was something.
He was at a chili cheese eating festival.
No, it was actually dessert-y. It was something very, very decadent and indulgent. And obviously he's super fit and really cares about all that sort of stuff. But he's like, dude, like.
Gotta have it.
You gotta have it.
You got, yeah, if you're not having fun, if you're not letting loose, having your cupcake wars, what's life for?
So here's the deal. I worked really hard to get to where I am now. Well, all that hard work, I don't have to really do anymore. I just do a little bit of work, and I can stay this
way. Called it's, maintenance.
Yeah.
It's, roast beef.
It's funny that you call it hard work, and it is hard work. I'm not going to downplay it, but I was talking to your wife the other day, and she was like, oh, yeah, he just decides that he wants to lose 40 pounds, and he does.
Oh, yeah. Women have a harder time losing weight than guys do, and sometimes it pisses them off.
All your hard work in that month.
Another one on this list, chocolate milkshake. One of the worst things you can have as far as fast food goes.
I was on the clear liquid diet prior to the achalasia procedure done, which is a little thing that was just with my esophagus. All good now. Wonderful. Everything's up and running. But so my thing was, my goal at the end of this clear liquid diet that had me eating one whole day just ice chips was a big malted milkshake, malted milkshake. And it was worth it.
You can get chocolate milkshakes all over the place, but they're going to hit you with about 830 calories.
They're crazy.
140 grams of sugar, 34 teaspoons, basically, and 13 grams of saturated fat. So a heads up on that.
That's why, Preston, like, we sometimes when they whipped cream and the cherries and all this, I was like, listen, I'm already dancing with the devil with just the shake itself. Let's just stay with that.
How about taco salad?
I love tacos.
It's got the word salad in it.
It's got salad in it. It's got to help you burn calories.
Hey, you know who I found out just found out has salads on their menus now? Is the Double Wah. Wawa's got
the Wawa?
Yeah.
Wait, so where you like order? Bowls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can order them. And I last couple of days I've ordered this Southwest chicken salad's really good.
Okay.
Enjoyed it.
So at Acme.
390 calories, by the way.
I love the Wawa and I love the Acme. And at the Acme, they have these pre-done salads. They have a Southwestern one there.
Yeah.
So like 250 calories. I put in my little tuna packages.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Now also, if you can use especially for like a Southwest chicken one, if you can find like a nice fresh salsa and use that as your salad dressing.
And then dip it in a chocolate shake.
Mm-hmm. Then you're good to go.
You're rocking.
By the way, a lot of times taco salad's going to run you about 1,000 calories.
Why?
By the way, it does help to know that like the Caesar salad that you think is low cal.
Oh, yeah.
Is like eating a Dove bar.
Yeah. You know what, though? So I go to a place in Plymouth Meeting, Plaza Azteca. Have you guys ever been
there? Oh, my God. Totally okay. Been there.
I know.
Plymouth Meeting or King of Prussia?
I go to the one in Plymouth Meeting.
Oh, okay. There's two of them.
Okay. Anyway, I really love it there, and they do have a taco salad that it's not low calorie, but it's only 560 calories.
That's so not bad. Right?
That's
not
bad. Better than...
That's good for a meal. If you eat that and that's your meal,
right.
You're good to go.
But I'm not going to Plaza El Tegue to get a salad.
It's good.
Sure,
you can, but I'm not. I'm going there for some enchiladas, goddammit.
And the skinny margaritas.
Hey, everybody. Casey's here.
All right. Then we have a double cheeseburger with bacon. I mean, come on.
Well, that's a shocker.
Did you really think that was going
However, I will do the, if you can do, I will do the double quarter pounder with nothing on it.
Yeah, you just like the meat and chicken.
I just the meat.
Bun.
Yeah. And I say to the guy, I want your meat in my mouth now.
By the way, okay, so my son made this mistake the other day. We popped by, and I've been staying away from fast food, but he wanted to get something to eat. I was picking him up at school, and so he's like, can we swing by McDonald's? And I was hungry, too, and I'm like, yeah, sure, I need to get something in my stomach, so why not? So it, rather than go through the drive-thru, there was a long line. He wanted to run in and try and get quicker service. All right, I go, I just want a hamburger.
Yeah.
Okay, not a cheeseburger, a hamburger. Okay, so he comes back, and he comes out, and he goes, I got you a plain hamburger. I'm like, did I say the word plain? Okay, and he's learning. He doesn't know.
Right.
That when you say the word plain, you don't get your tomato, or I mean, you don't get your pickle and ketchup and mustard on right. it. I wanted some flavor on the burger.
Right.
And I was kind of pissed, and I shouldn't have been as rude as I was.
You said you hit him.
No, I did not. I just was trying to indicate that I didn't want cheese on my burger, so therefore I wanted a hamburger, not a cheeseburger.
By the way.
And I guess they asked him plain, and he goes, yeah, plain.
So. Why do they always default to a cheeseburger?
Yeah, I don't know. But
what
like,
do you mean? It's 10 cents more.
Well, okay, because a lot of times, and every place does this, most every place does it, I have to make special provision plain burger, no cheese. Yeah. Plain,
no cheese. That's kind of boring.
Yeah, but
that's an argument as to whether a hamburger and cheeseburger, you know what I mean?
They're not the same thing, and my daughter hates cheese. So I order a hamburger all the time, and they go, would you like cheese on that? And I'm like, no, that's a cheeseburger. I ordered a I don't say it like that, but in my mind, I'm thinking it real hard.
It's honestly, like it's the training you get at McDonald's.
You wait right there. I'm coming in.
You're taught to upsell everything at the register. And so if somebody says hamburger, you ask them if they're getting it, if they mean to get a cheeseburger.
Right.
It's to make more money for McDonald's.
In addition to that cheeseburger, would you like to buy a Volvo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please. Why not? May as well. Hey, we're going for it here. All right. Also on this list is ice cream. And it can be obviously high in calories, fat, and sugar, and all that stuff. 500 plus ice cream's my Achilles heel. I cave.
So I do this stuff that's
I do froyo instead though.
Ice cream like matter. I think it's more like a ice pudding almost.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
If you take it straight up cold like regular ice cream, you will be vastly disappointed. If you microwave it for about 20 seconds, it's a pint is about 230 calories.
Yeah.
And it's actually not bad. However, it can work a little activity in your excretory system.
If you're looking for like a nice low carb option that's kind of like ice cream but not quite, if you get
mud.
Just throw a little sugar on it, man. You get I do at Acme. I do the signature brand Cool Whip.
Oh yes,
and you stick that in the freezer. And I think I did the sugar free one. Yeah, you got to do sugar free, and it's like really, really low carb
for like a tablespoon or something. A quick. It's actually you're right, and then they have really good. They have chocolate.
So also on this list are sliders.
Sliders.
You think they're smaller and they're a little less harmful, but with the added cheese, extra bun, and meat, the calories start to add up. And, of course, you end up eating more because they're smaller.
God, I love sliders.
And they can push you like 1,200-plus calories to sit down.
Everything is better when it becomes a slider. That's the thing. The Nazis didn't realize that.
Yeah, like even chicken sliders are better.
Right.
Chicken sandwich sliders. Onion rings. I mean, come on.
No, it's
battered and deep fried.
I'm sorry. I love onion rings.
Oh, I don't. No.
I do, but I love, you know. But again, it's hard to justify.
Mm-hmm. Donuts.
I love donuts.
It's deep.
I do. I just don't have them. Only periodically. But when you get like, especially if you go into Dunkin' and they've just come out.
Dunkin' is pretty standard in my household.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dunkin's great. And I definitely get the coffees and all that stuff, but I'm not a donut eater anymore because it can run you like if you get one that's like loaded with chocolate chips and things like that, and that can be over 400 calories for one donut.
Yeah,
and so now I equate that to that's 30 minutes of cardio, man. That's a half hour I got to spend to work this thing.
Totally off. Worth it,
and it ain't worth it. What were we gonna
totally
say?
Worth it? No, but listen, I'm just kind of a standard donut guy. I like glazed. Like the French curler, and, you know, that's all I really need. I don't need to go crazy.
French curler's loaded, much more caloric than...
It's a lot of eggs.
There's a lot of butter in it. Yeah, eggs and butter, yeah. Chicken pot pie is way up there.
Chicken pot pie.
800 calories. Meat lover's personal pizza
is about 210 calories a slice, it says here. French fries. Now, fries, I've almost completely 100% cut out of my diet altogether.
Chicken pot pie.
Good thing. For a large order, fries can run you 1,500 calories.
It's true.
That's 3/4 of your daily intake if you're on a 2,000-calorie diet.
A lot of times, I love steak fries. So you, if you do like a like just a couple, yeah. you'll be. It's not as bad. But however, Parmesan fries are joyous. Mm-hmm.
So I never, getting back to the chicken pot pie thing, I never really cared.
Chicken pot pie.
I never cared for chicken pot pie. I never cared for its sort of like mass production or whatever. And it was sort of a standard in my house growing up. And I liked the
chicken
crust.
Okay.
But everything else was terrible. And then I found this recipe. And you know what? I'm going to tweet this out or I'll give it to Marissa to tweet out. But Betty Crocker has a chicken pot pie recipe.
Chicken pot pie.
Yes. It is so good. Okay. It is so, so yummy. And it's really, and if I can make it, it means it's pretty damn easy to make.
Listen, when there is a well-made chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie.
It's wonderful. Homemade, you know, not mass produced. But even mass produced if it's from a good company. But when they're made, like a restaurant makes a chicken pot pie, then you're just golden.
I have a question about fries.
I have a song for that, Nick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Should I abandon the question?
No, go ahead.
I know that they're not better for you, but in my mind, I think that sweet potato fries are better for you, but they're not, right?
They are actually.
No, they're not.
They are better. The sweet potato, actually, sweet potato is one of the wonder, I guess, starch.
But not when you fry them, when you deep fry them.
Like, well, air fryer. You got to cover them in ice cream for them to really work. No, sweet potatoes are really good for you. So I guess if you're not going to have them or have them deep fried.
I prefer them now, actually.
Yeah, so do I.
Just a regular, or you don't have to do fries. I mean, you can do a baked sweet potato.
Does anybody have an air fryer?
Yes, I do.
All right. So if you air fry sweet potato fries, does that make that better?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. Listen, the air fryer is not much different than just baking. So if you get frozen fries and you throw them in the oven, it's pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
When you get frozen fries, have they been fried already?
Deep fried?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, because they're not cooked.
Right.
Yeah. So you remember, was it Bobby Flay who told us that the thing to do, don't worry about like hand cutting fries, go get the frozen fries and it's the way you prepare them.
Well, yeah, here's the thing about those frozen fries too. They might have sugar in them. They might have some other things. They've been
ice cream cut.
They've been processed and then put together.
My mom would make homemade fries, and she would slice up the potato and then some olive oil on top, salt, put them in the oven, and they tasted damn good.
They're awesome when they're, but take forever.
They do, yeah. You got to prepare them.
Yeah.
They tasted just as good as regular French fries, and they had nearly, they weren't deep fried, so I'm guessing, hopefully, they're better for you.
By the way, going back to chicken pot pies for a minute, somebody recommends the Amish make the best homemade chicken pot pies.
They're pretty good.
That makes
sense. Chicken pot pie.
Well, they just wanted him to play that again. All right. Speaking of chicken and biscuit dinner is one of the worst things you can get.
I love chicken and biscuit dinners.
That makes total sense. Meatball hoagies, Italian hoagies, hot chocolate, Steve.
Yeah, man.
3 times your daily maximum intake of sugar will be found in hot chocolate.
3 times?
That's what it says here.
Yeah, if you get some straight up. That's why a lot of times I treat hot chocolate as a dessert.
You should.
Yeah. That's the way to approach it.
When I had hot chocolate in Paris, it was like
sinful.
Listen, when you get hot chocolate around here, it's just like that powdered chocolate, whatever, and water, and you're not going to get much different. But
you said
there,
you exclaimed ooh la la so hard that your beret shifted.
Yes. Well, I did actually have a beret.
It spun around.
I did buy a beret when
it said rusty paint backwards.
But it was, it was almost like chocolate syrup.
Yes.
Crazy.
That's how they
decadent
have
it
over
was.
There.
Yeah.
Yes. At the big department store in London, Harrods. Is it?
Yeah.
Right. So they, my wife and I ordered, and they said, be prepared. It's going to be like, it was like you're saying, as if they took Hershey's or Nestle's chocolate syrup and heated it up. That's how thick it is.
Steve, one time I was with my son and my nephew and my mom, and we went and saw a performance of Stomp at the Merriam Theater. So my mom and I thought we'd take the boys out for a treat afterwards. We went to the Ritz-Carlton and ordered 2 hot chocolates there. $45 later, They brought out these hot chocolates, but it was like being served a birthday cake. It was unbelievably decadent. Yeah. It was so freaking good.
Other fast food items. These are fast food items, by the way, that are the worst for you. Mac and cheese is a bad one.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yep.
Mac and cheese should be good for you.
Yes.
And if there's any sort of international organization that governs these things,
mm-hmm.
we really should some sort of petition. Because... mac and cheese is, now I'm a fan of the slightly crisped, you know, edges and the
it's been baked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is good that way, but you're pushing nearly 1,000 calories.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you gotta be aware.
Chicken nuggets.
Do you have I'm into nubbets, y'all?
I'm into
nubbets,
y'all. I'm into nuggets, y'all. I'm into nuggets, y'all.
That's pretty talent.
Not bad, right?
Pretty talented.
One more time, please, if you would.
I'm into
nubbets,
y'all. I'm into nuggets, y'all. I'm into nuggets, y'all.
Damn it.
It's hard to do.
It's hard.
It's very hard to do. It's like playing
an instrument. Beethoven can only do the Ninth Symphony once.
Yeah. Chicken nuggets this is for a 40-piece order is $1,800.
Are you kidding me?
So that's a bit much.
All right. So here, this is the truth. Maybe the best
chicken
nuggets I've ever had. Have no chicken in them from Hip City Veg, which is their vegetarian
place. Don't
call
them chicken
then. Yeah, I know. But they're wonderful, and I don't know calorically how they are, but they're...
Yeah, just because things are vegetarian does not mean that calorically...
It's very true.
...that they match up
You know.
I remember in, believe it or not, and now Pierre Robert is in wonderful shape now.
Yeah.
But there was a time where he had a bit of a gut, and he actually wrote about... Pat Croce wrote about Pierre in his book about how Pierre was a vegetarian. And he would eat things like, you know, chocolate-covered peanuts, gummy bears, and whatever.
Pizza.
He was stuff that was not technically vegetarian, but still not calorically agreeing with you. And Pierre is in phenomenal shape now. So you can do damage even if you're not eating
meat. A lot of people think Chinese food is low-cal.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
It is not.
Now, you can get low-cal stuff, but the really popular things, like General Tso's chicken, dude.
Or
chicken
lo mein.
Yeah, that too. Or
chicken
fried rice.
Or
chicken
and broccoli.
Yeah. I don't know about that. That might be okay. Meat lasagna is way up on this list.
Chicken
lasagna is very good, too.
I've never had
chicken
lasagna before.
So this says you can push 1,500 calories on
chicken
cutlets,
lasagna, rotisserie style chicken Caesar wrap. And there you go. You think you're being good, right?
Right. It's a wrap. It's rotisserie. It's all the things you want.
In fact, rotisserie chicken is, from what I believe, is definitely higher in calories than something like a chicken breast.
Because the juices stay in it.
Yeah, the reason that it rolls like that, Kathy, and spins is to keep all that fat inside of the bird, and it stays in the meat, and it tastes great. It's because it's really fatty. Mm. Man, anything really fatty tastes pretty awesome.
That's why Kenny Rogers was such a fat prick.
Yeah, because of the roasters.
He's a prick?
I don't know.
No,
Southwest avocado chicken salad is way up there. Veggie guacamole sub, it says here.
And there you go. You're thinking veggie guacamole.
Yeah.
Guacamole.
Waka, waka,
waka. Waka, waka.
All right, I got two more things on this list, and then we got to wrap it up. Let's see. New England clam chowder.
No, I would
red
never
or
think.
The white?
What's
what?
That?
Is that the red or the white?
What's that from?
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Oh, okay. This would be the white.
Okay.
Yeah, New England clam chowder.
It's very creamy.
Manhattan clam chowder is the red. I would imagine that's better for you, right?
Probably, yeah. Less cream.
Calorically.
Anything that's white is bad for you, even in sex.
And then this is pumpkin swirl frozen coffee.
Of course.
So sometimes the coffees are way up there. So just keep in mind, do a little research in case that means anything to you. If not, have at it, pal.
Enjoy it now and then. Yes.
Go ahead and just dive right in and eat up.
Chicken pot.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken pot pie.
By the way, this list was from a website called top5.com, the most unhealthy fast food items.
Sounds like a clickbait article.
Yeah, thought I'd share that with you, though. Let's take a break. Come back in a second. I have some bizarre file stories that we'll get to. If you haven't heard, we have a Word of the Week prize this week, which is pretty cool, man. A foosball table in your home for your friends. at Royal Billiards and Recreation.
I love this.
It is a lot of fun. We have a foosball table, and it's a family event. When we get together and play, so you might win this. I'll get you the details in a little while. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Kathy Romano hosts the 12th annual Kathy's Cuts, benefiting Wigs for Kids, Friday, May 3rd at True Beauty Concepts in Southampton, PA.
Hey, everyone, get your ponytails ready for the chopping block. We're asking you to cut your hair for a great cause, Wigs for Kids. Their mission, helping children look themselves and live their lives. You'll need at least 12 inches of hair to donate, and with what's left, the skilled stylists from three amazing hair salons, Gravity, David Arnold, and Tierre, will cut and style your new do. Go to PrestonandSteve.com for guidelines and to make a donation appointment.
Kathy's Cuts, benefiting Wigs for Kids.
Refreshments provided by Metro Beverage Philadelphia and Panera Bread.
93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
Time to get to, well, you know what, before we get to the Bizarre File, I do want to mention this. We have a new Daily Rush video that's up. It says, Preston and Casey get grounded. The description says, is mid-40s too old to be grounded? According to Casey and Preston, it happens to them a lot. I don't remember that.
I remember the conversation. I don't remember the specificity of
YouTube. Yeah.
Well, this is available now for your viewing pleasure. PrestonandSteve.com, and it is sponsored by Punchline Philly Comedy Club, Restaurant, and Bar. So the latest Daily Rush video is up for you to check out. Let's do Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you by Maury's Pier. Wildwood Stock rocks Maury's Pier in Wildwood, New Jersey, May 3rd through the 5th. With live music, a vow renewal ceremony in front of the giant Ferris wheel, rides, and the debut of Wild Wooder Beer, brewed by Cape May Brewing Company, all commemorating Maury's 50th anniversary. A Wisconsin man who told the police that he set fire to a diesel fuel storage tank after being turned down for a date has been charged with arson. The fire was reported about 4 a.m.
The fuel tank turned him down for a date?
No, a woman did.
Oh,
he lit the fuel tank on fire. Surveillance camera video from the home shows a man damaging items on the property owner's lawn and then setting fire to the diesel fuel in a storage tank, causing it to ignite and explode.
It's like Endless Love, Preston.
Yeah, the man fled on foot and the fire was extinguished by firefighters. Investigators arrested John J. Nolan at his workplace.
Do you love me now?
He told police that he, quote, damaged the property and set the fire after becoming intoxicated and angered that he was unsuccessful in asking someone on a date.
You want to go out with me on a date? Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm just a picky Penelope.
It was not disclosed if the property involved in the incident had connection to the person that Nolan asked for a date.
Show her, say no, and a blowed up stuff.
And he's being held in lieu of $100,000 bail, by the way.
Sounds like a catch.
All right, here we go. Police in Bensalem are seeking a man. They stole some toilet paper in a particularly destructive way. Police were called Wednesday to Fabricare Laundromat, and there they were told that a man had gone into the bathroom, then came out concealing something under his shirt.
They
found that the toilet paper holder in the bathroom had been ripped from the tiled wall, and that one large roll of toilet paper was missing, like the giant, like size of a car tire one. The damage was estimated to be worth $500. Police on Friday released a video showing the man quickly making his way into a bathroom stall and hustling out with something under his shirt.
Well, does this guy know they do sell that at regular stores?
I know.
Maybe. And yeah, he had a stupid haircut, by the way.
I don't know, man. Something about laundromat toilet paper.
A man gave a woman in the Vineland Public Library, now we're headed to Jersey,
all right,
his business card and look at his genitals, detectives say. So police arrested Daryl J. Jones and charged him with two counts of lewdness.
Yes, I'm a dental hygienist, as you can see there, and here's my penis.
A library patron told officers that she was sitting and reading a book on Monday when a man struck up a conversation and gave her a card identifying himself as Daryl Jones. This is legitimately his business card.
Mm.
And while chatting, he reportedly moved closer to the woman and exposed himself.
Have a look at these!
Prompting her to move away and alert library staff. Police responded to the library, but the man was no longer there, but they just used the information on his business card.
Yeah.
Tracked him down.
And he is now held in the Cumberland County Jail.
Did it say accountant slash owner of a large penis?
But just what an absolute moron.
Well, it's good he's a moron because he got caught.
Is. It absolutely is. Thank God there's stupid people out there.
With business cards.
Yeah. A foul mess in a neighbor's backyard had a woman reaching out to every agency she could get a hold of, from local to state. It was something she wanted investigated. And the investigation is still going on right now. But when Patricia Nixon said she found truckloads of chicken waste dumped just feet from her house, she didn't hesitate to get the ball rolling. By the way, chicken byproduct smells just horrendous.
I have no doubt.
She said, I could hear the trucks coming and going. She was curious as to why her drive was suddenly so popular. Nixon set out to investigate, not expecting what she would find. She said, oh, my God, I could have puked. Truckloads upon truckloads of chicken byproduct waste flooded her neighbor's backyard.
Oh, my God.
And it was dangerously close to the well that supplies her drinking water. She immediately got on the phone to call the local and state agencies. And after catching up with one of the dump truck drivers that had just pulled out, officials started unraveling the story. Apparently, the property owner had an agreement with a contractor to dump fill material, like used building blocks and dirt, but he claimed to have no knowledge or understanding of what the waste product was for, and the contractor said that they were only dumping the waste there temporarily.
Only dumping the chicken waste there for a period of time, and then they're going to come move it?
I guess Nixon...
That's a bunch of crap.
Nixon said that's what they call drying it out. All this... All the thing was oozing within a foot all the way around.
I don't believe that.
Officials gave them 48 hours to clean it up, and it appears to be a one-time incident.
Oh, yes. We dry out the chicken waste, and then we move it.
Yeah. All right. One last story. Let's go with this one.
More chicken stuff?
No, it's a Florida story. Okay. Pinellas County detention deputy has been fired after kicking an inmate who tried to feed a cookie to a bird. And now the former deputy is behind bars himself. Mario Cristo was assigned to the kitchen work at Pinellas County Jail. Cristo told deputies that he was emptying the trash can. He found a cookie in the waste bin, so he threw it to a bird that was sitting on top of a dumpster.
What did you just do?
Yeah, exactly. Deputy James Morin saw the act and ordered Cristo to drop and give him 50 push-ups, which is a punishment that's not permitted at the jail. Cristo completed 20 or so push-ups before he had to take a break, and that's when Cristo said Morin kicked him in the side.
Hold on. It was just throwing me a cookie.
the bird came to his defense.
It's just a cookie. It's helping a bird out.
Cristo, who was serving a 364-day sentence for disorderly conduct and resisting an officer, did not seek medical attention but said his side hurt for days, and he waited until he was released from jail to report the incident because he was fearing retribution from the guard.
Not the bird.
He was released last week and approached deputies with his story. So after he was out, he told police about it, and they went back and checked surveillance video, and sure enough, they found it that the guy was kicking him. Yeah. Morin, by the way, a 6-year department veteran, was immediately fired and arrested on a misdemeanor count of battery. So they got that dude. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file for you now. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in a second. If you've been paying attention, we'll find out, because we'll have a lesson question from today's program with something to give away to you as well. When we get back, Trash and Music News coming up, too. We'll be right back.
Like what you hear? You can see it, too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush on Xfinity On Demand.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
It is 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. It is a beautiful looking day, albeit a little bit on the cooler side, but we have wonderful clear skies, sunshine high, 64 today. Clouds tomorrow, 77, so it's going to feel quite yummy. And then cloudy on Wednesday, high 62, so a little bit cooler. And then Thursday, boom, we rock it right up into the 80s. May even get to the mid-80s. That's going to feel really odd. It's going to feel super hot. But heads up on that, and we'll be back into the 70s on Friday. So we get these little spikes here and there is what ends up happening. So just heads up on that. We are going to do today's lesson question. And for the prize,
We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets and some free food at the Food Truck Craze Cinco Bash, which is happening May 4th and 5th outside of the Oaks Expo Center. So the question, we had a lot of things that we could ask this morning, and let's see. How about this one? If you're saying you're drilling the bunghole, what does that mean you're actually doing? 215-263-WMMR. All right. If you say you're drilling, if you're drilling the bunghole, what does that mean you're actually doing?
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you were listening this morning, you might have an inkling as to what that answer is. So we're going to ask you to call in with the answer. 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you can get it while you're calling in. We are going to do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, this morning brought to you by A.D. Moyer Lumber. A.D. Moyer Lumber is celebrating 80 years of supplying quality building materials and service. Four generations, one family, one commitment. Learn more at admoyer.com. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Mama June Shannon, adding to speculation that she might have a gambling problem after spending an entire weekend inside the casino at Wind Creek in Alabama. Fortunately, Mama June's real reason for the casino marathon was revealed when she was seen entering the all-you-can-eat buffet with a shovel.
Oh, my God.
Ghost Adventures host Zach Baggins purchasing the supposedly haunted Devil's Rocking Chair for his ghost museum in Las Vegas. As the legend goes, the devil uses the chair to convince people to pay money to go see a stupid rocking chair. And finally, Joseph Banya, the son Arnold Schwarzenegger fathered with his then-housekeeper, just graduated from college. A very proud Arnold was in attendance and told Joseph that the greatest day of his life was the day Joseph's mother bent over to clean that gap box.
Oh, dude.
Hollywood Trash.
All right. Let's see if we can find the answer to this question. If you say you're drilling the bunghole, what does that mean you're actually doing? 215-263-WMMR. And let's go to Jim, see if we can get that answer. Jim, good morning, sir.
A four cats, two rabbits, a gerbil, and a hamster.
Very exactly. Good. So, Jim, you're drilling the bunghole. What are you actually doing?
Watching Hulu.
Yes.
Yeah!
Watching Hulu. Hold on a moment, Big Jim. We are going to give you a pair of tickets and some free food at the Food Truck Craze Cinco Bash, which is happening May 4th and 5th, and that will be outside at the Oaks Expo Center. Over 30 food trucks, axe throwing, zip lining, oversized inflatable games, live music, margaritas, and more. That sounds like a cool thing.
Yes.
Tickets are on sale at foodtruckcraze.com. Let's get into the music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! Alrighty. Some stories that are brought to you this morning by Course Photography, the official photographers of the Preston and Steve Show. We'll begin with this. Stained guitarist Mike Mushuk said that the band prepares for its first show since 2014. He would love to make new music with singer Aaron Lewis. He said that it doesn't have to be a full record at this point because we don't have that obligation. We have a studio, and it would be easy to do. I think right now it's let's get in a room together, let's play together again, let's do a couple of shows and see how it goes, and kind of take it from there. By the way, they don't have a record contract right now. So
really?
Yeah, they can do what they want to if they want.
They're free agents.
Asked why it is important for him and other musicians to continue to make new music, he said, I'm a musician. I love writing music and creating music. It gets me excited. I'm always very proud of what Aaron and I did together. He's super talented, and I really enjoy bringing my ideas to him and seeing what they can become at the end.
What does he think about chili cheese fries?
There's no word on that as of yet, but who doesn't love them?
Well, Casey doesn't. We found out.
That's true. Stained will reunite for a few dates this fall after a five-year hiatus. Metallica and the San Francisco Giants, and I think we have audio of that.
Yes, we do.
Held the 7th annual Metallica night on Friday at Oracle Park in San Francisco as the Giants took the field against the New York Yankees. As in previous years, Kirk Hammett and James Hetfield performed the national anthem. And I guess they just did it on guitar.
Yes.
And Lars Ulrich threw out the first ceremonial pitch. The band also announced the team lineups. Hetfield said about the yearly event, we're blessed to be doing this every year and being a part of the vibe here. You know, when times are good, when times are bad, they need the support. So here's a clip of that.
Yeah.
make it.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Wow. Looking at the video, Nick is playing his line. Those guys have really gone gray, man.
Yeah, they have.
Big time. I knew James had a little bit of gray, but Kirk is full on. Long gray locks on his hair. So the guitars they're playing have the Giants logos on them, which is pretty cool. And they were autographed by the entire band, and they are raffled off for charity.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
the proceeds
love those guys.
Are going to Metallica's All Within My Hands Foundation. So that's really cool. I like that they continue to do that year after year at the ballpark. That's cool. Hailstorm has shared Chemicals, a previously unreleased song. The band recently offered up as a B-side on its Record Store Day limited vinyl release of the track Buzz. Singer Lizzie Hale also thanked fans for their support on Sunday, the 10th anniversary of the release of Hailstorm's debut album. She wrote, "It blows my mind how far we've come and that we are still climbing. Every single one of you that we've met or raised our horns with over the past decade have enabled us to grow and do what we love every day." And then one last story, Blink-182 headlined the first day of the Back to the Beach Festival. This was in Huntington Beach, California on Saturday, and kicked off its set by playing their entire classic Enema of the State album
in
celebration of its 20th anniversary. Yeah, the performance included the first live airing of Aliens Exist in Years, and the rest of the set was peppered with hits as well. What do you guys think about playing the entire album concept?
If it's an album that I'm very much into, yeah, I love the idea. Yeah,
I like it too.
Peter Gabriel did so. I saw that that concert. It was phenomenal.
I guess some people criticize it as a bit of a cop-out that they'll take that out on tour instead of going out with a new album. But then again,
no.
Don't most people kind of skate out and go to the bathroom when the new music's played that you don't know very well?
I forget who was it, Rob Zombie, and I think you had asked during one interview we had him on, and are you going to be playing some new stuff? He goes, hell no. People come out and see the...
there you go.
You know, they want to see the stuff that they're used to.
Yep.
And a lot of people haven't gotten used to the new music. But the truth of the matter is, you know, I agree with you. I like to hear it. I like to hear the way I'm familiar with hearing it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm there for.
And guess what? This fad, if you want to call it that, but it's been going on for several years now, is probably not going to last very long because guess what? They don't put full albums out anymore.
You're exactly right.
And you don't get used to hearing the tracks in a certain order the way you did. So this will run for a few years, and then that's going to be gone. It's not going to happen anymore.
There was another major milestone in music, Preston, that I don't know if you're aware of, but the cast of California Dreams.
I remember you telling me about that.
Right.
I don't remember that show.
They were, it was on after Saved by the Bell, which I watch every Saturday.
Marissa?
Did you watch it?
No.
Marissa knows.
Of course she did.
Yeah. And they got together to perform. It must have been 70 people there to see it. It was incredible.
Okay.
But if you're a fan of the show California Dreams, you might remember this theme song.
We got audio.
Oh, we do?
Yeah,
perform
yeah.
live.
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
70 people.
Marissa is lip syncing the words
sure.
in the other studio. I don't remember this at all.
I watched it every Saturday.
Now, if you were telling me the Heights got back together,
I'd be nanny, talking.
You know.
How do you talk to an angel when you can't get a job?
It was so bad.
No, this was for the same reason you watch Saved by the Bell, a bunch of very cute cast.
Well, hot girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if the cast of Kids Incorporated got together, I'd be into that, or Rags to Riches.
Can you sing a little bit from Kids Incorporated?
Do it.
Kids Incorporated, K-I-D-S. I think that's how it goes.
Incorporated.
Never they'll do it.
I-N-C-O-R-P-O-R-A-T-E-D.
Yeah, Nick pulled up a screen cap of the, I guess, was she the...
She's breakout star, Kelly Pickard.
Was she the teenager on it?
They're all teenagers, and they were a young rock band press, and they were always down at the beach. Oh gosh, the hijinks!
I'm sure. And they were, but there was some, you know, there was, they, everyone was a heartthrob. And
Nick, go back to Kelly Pickard's page. I want to see if she, because she was a very attractive blonde young girl. What else was she in? She was in Baywatch. Stalked by My Neighbor.
There was a lovely Asian young lady on that show as well. And
she was also in Ripley's Believe It or Not. So those are her top credits.
Oh, you remember her from Get Your Stuff.
Oh, and the Wild Thornberries.
Yeah,
get,
right,
exactly. Get Your Stuff.
You remember Get Your Stuff?
Yeah, come on, Get Your Stuff.
And the sequel, Did You Get Your Stuff?
And then they did a third, which was I Got My Stuff.
I Got My Stuff.
And then that was the that was it.
Oh, no, there was a fourth one called I Really Didn't Need All This Stuff.
Oh, I didn't. What am I doing with all this stuff? And they were going to wrap it all up with his
Remains of the Day.
Would You Like My Stuff? Can You Please Take My Stuff?
Too much.
All right, one last thing, actually. It's Free Music Monday, and I have a chance for you to get the digital download of Cage the Elephant's new album, Social Cues. It's out now from RCA Records. We'll take caller number 15 at 215-263-WMMR. And don't forget that you can listen to interview from his Pierre Presents Cage the Elephant on the MM Archives podcast at WMMR.com. And don't miss their show with Beck. They're coming back to town August 21st. BB&T Pavilion's on sale now. Details at the concert page, WMMR.com. We'll take one last break. Come back in a moment. Get ready to wrap it up. Letter of the Day, Word of the Week prize, and more. Stay with us because we'll be back shortly.
We've shared a lot of MMR stories during our 50th birthday celebration. This year for our birthday, we'd like you to share yours. Maybe you want a cool prize like a pair of concert tickets or even backstage passes, maybe even a trip to London. Maybe you went to an MMR event like the Louie Louie Parade or the Cardboard Classic or even Zappoween all those years ago. Maybe you've met one of us at a concert or a local club. Did you win a CD or a cassette or even an album? Maybe you got a tour of the station. Who knows? We want to hear about your MMR moment, whatever it might be. So call our MMR Memory Message Recorder. Get it? MMR. At 610-771-9666 and tell us your story. Stay brief and focused, just like me. We'll play them back during my MMR birthday broadcast, April 29th. We can't tell our story without you sharing yours. Together, we're 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
We are at about 10:32 a.m., getting ready to wrap up our radio program for this Monday morning. And normally I thank our guests, but it's just been us. So thank you, us.
Man, we were really good.
Thank you so much, us, for being on our show today.
Engaging.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in many ways warm.
And we probably played the chicken pot pie clip more times than we have in years.
Chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
You know, sometimes we finish off a show and I'm like, what the hell did we talk about for 5 hours?
I don't know what we talked about for 5 hours. But anyhow, I know we enjoyed ourselves, and hopefully you did the same thing as well. Let us do the letter of the day for the Word of the Week prize. We'll go ahead and get to that right now. Case, you're going to
do it? I can do it, man.
First letter. Here we go. Oh, wait, no, you're not. Hey! No, you are not.
This ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
No, you don't.
No, you didn't. All right, we'll do this now, and then we'll talk to you. Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter...
B as in birthday.
B as in birthday. Very good. And we'll expand on that in a moment after I tell you that we do have to give away a Valencia model foosball table by Olhausen Billiards, valued at $1,235 from Royal Billiards and Recreation. I love that place. Your ultimate game room store is having their annual store-wide sale, and that's May 3rd through the 5th. You can stock up on fun at Royal Billiards and Recreation. Visit royalbilliard.com for details. We'll give that sucker away on Friday. Pierre Robert is here indeed on the day of birth of this very radio station 51 years ago.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to all of us and to all of our listeners. Thank you for letting us be here. All those people, all those amazing people who have worked here and those amazing people who have listened to this frequency over the years, I wish we had more audio from the earlier days, but no one thought it would last.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know? You don't realize that that a legend has been created until it becomes legendary later on.
That's so great.
So it's hard to come across that. I love the vintage shirt you're wearing.
It's great.
So that's original, right?
This I started in 1981 working in the music library, and then shortly got on the air on the weekends right after that. This was my second T-shirt given to me in 1982. And the mascot was the chimpanzee. And then on the back, it says animal.
Yeah, the 93. Animal. There you go.
And it has animal number 93. And all the billboards in 1981-82 had these bright green fluorescent backgrounds and orange fluorescent MMR lettering going up the side with the image of the chimpanzee. And in black writing underneath, "We're rock and roll animals." And so that's where this T-shirt comes from. And by 1986 or 87, I was significantly more weighty.
You heard us talking about that earlier?
I did. Yeah. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, no problem.
Preston sent me a nice shout-out. Congratulations to you, too, 40
you,
pounds.
Son.
It's amazing.
Thanks.
And you can do it. I've 55, and I've held it for 5 years now.
That's great.
So you can do it. But so I... with like some old jeans, these old 501s, and some old T-shirts, people said, throw them away. You're not going
those
back there.
Those idiots.
And I just couldn't bring myself to throw them away. And then after but of course forgot that they were there. And then I started looking and looking and looking, and all of a sudden I go, oh my God, there's that MMR T-shirt from 1982. I just wonder. And F if I didn't try it on, and F if it didn't fit.
That's great.
So do you go to special extra cleaning measures? Because it's not something you want to overly...
I just gentle cold wash.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Occasionally. But oh, wait a minute. No, I haven't washed this at all since 1980.
There you go. Nor would you need to. It's awesome.
Gentle cleaning. That's a cool thing.
All right, so today, obviously, you always do something very special on the day of. Now, we spent a whole year last year, walking down memory lane and really spending some time with the 50th anniversary of MMR. Today, a little more concentrated, but a new twist on things as far as celebrating the history of this station.
Correct. You guys make me think of it because oftentimes on a Friday when we'll give away the Word of the Week prize,
right,
you will have these just phenomenal prizes. I mean, we tend to take them for granted because we're blessed to get them, but they're amazing. And I go, oh my God, they're giving away that. They're giving away, trips to movie premieres and hanging with stars. And, so what you guys give away alone, then it made me think, God, what about what the station has given away over... last year, over 50 years. And again, of course, we didn't keep records. We have some audio here and there. And then it occurred to me, well, from the listener's perspective, what would it be like, because we're blessed that we have listeners that have been there right from the start. And yet ones that have just joined in the last year or a lot that came over when you guys came over.
Yeah.
And so we have this blend of a listening family that have been with us any number of different years, but their perspective, each of them, is a little different. And so we thought, well, if they had a connection, what might it be? So we set up a phone line, and people have been calling that. So over the course of the day, I'm going to combine those phone calls with actual audio that I found and some recent stuff, some from you guys as well, of listener stories and connections with the station. And we just found one of our earliest giveaways from 1971, which I thought we had lost. But it's an album giveaway, and I'm going to play that shortly.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that.
I don't know which DJ it is, but they're giving away albums, but there's no request line, so you have to mail a postcard in.
Jesus.
Yeah. You mentioned DJs. There's people that were here for really big chunks of time, and we've been here for a nice long chunk of time as well, not in your in the realm of you, Pierre. But I wonder who the shortest tenured DJ of WMMR. I wonder if somebody lasted a week.
A day or a week.
And they're like, nah. And they've just kind of faded out, and we'll never know. Because I think it would. I don't know if it would be possible to have a roster of every person who's ever worked here, as far as on air personalities go. That we might have, be a tough task.
We have a timeline down the hall, but that
is and read it from time to time.
There have been a lot, but that still only skims the surface.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is this guy Maxwell. He was only on the weekends, and I may have told this story with you guys before, but he was fond of, on Rittenhouse Square, listeners would call up, and he would flirt with lovely ladies. And on a Saturday when he was on, he made an arrangement to meet one of the lovely ladies as she pulled up across the street from the station on 19th and Walnut. And
he was going to flirt her brains out?
Well, I don't know. That's so brilliant. How do you do that? You're just amazing. I wish I could get a blood transfusion from you just to sharpen me up a little bit. Anyway, so Maxwell put on a very long record, and it was a record, a vinyl record, and went down, had a nice chat with a young lady, and then came back up, and you needed a key to get in the elevator.
Oh, man.
And he had forgotten his key, and the elevator wouldn't work without the key, and he was effed.
Yeah.
And the record ended, and it went for about a half an hour.
Wow. Was that his last shift?
That was his last shift. So I don't know if he's the shortest, but he would be in the short category, Mr. Maxwell. I don't know what whatever came of him.
Wow, man. Well,
ultimately, it's such a, you know, it's a wonderful thing. Same, you know, we've stayed in an active rock station, you know, for all these years, and to be a part of this history is so cool. But again, as you've all, as you are the most, you know, observant of the fact, without anybody, without you, the listener, being, you know, with us and making it what it's been over the years, it would not have existed. So it's ultimately a thank you for all that.
We owe you everything. Yeah. So thank you. How long have you guys been here? I always forget.
2005 is when we started, right? Yeah. So
we've just come back from Iraq. 14.
I can't add.
We're in our 15th year now. Okay. Yeah. So.
And what time of year did you join? Was it fall?
It was May.
So are we coming up on your 15th anniversary?
We will. Yeah, I guess so.
No, coming up on the 14th anniversary.
Okay. Yeah, and then our 15th year.
It was May of 2005.
Okay cool. Yeah. So, I mean, but you guys are such a vital part of it. But each person has played, you know, well before me. I mean, each person has played this amazing role, you know, added a piece to the puzzle, those who have been on air and those who have listened. So it's this connection. It's this family thing. And I love this exchange, you know, and it's very evident in your show. You guys will start talking about something and listeners will call in and go, I had that happen to me, you know, and they'll share their stories with you. And it adds to the circle and the connection. On my side, it's more a musical connection, but it's really a powerful stations are not only in this city, but around the country would just kill to have what we have.
Yeah.
So we're so blessed. And again, one other thing I could wax on, and I will over the course of the day. But one thing that just blows my mind is that in this age of high technology, of downloads and satellites and Spotify and Pandora and all these other alternate ways people can get their music, we are not just limping by. We're thriving thanks to you, our listeners. And that's almost unheard of in most radio markets. So. Yep. Stations don't live to 50, let alone 51. We don't have morning shows that are 15 years old or afternoon shows that are 97 years old. I mean, 93 years old. Or actually, I'm 38 years.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing.
It 38 is. Years here, man.
But awesome. It's all amazing. So here's to everybody.
Well, today's going to be a lot of fun. Stick with Pierre. I got to thank our sponsors. The Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. Also brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, fastest way in and out of Philly International, and Temple University's Fox School of Business. Tomorrow on our show, we're going to talk to our friend Brian Callen.
Yeah.
Brian's awesome.
Love him.
Yep. So we'll check in with him, see what's going on in his world. Tuesday takes place. Chance for you to win a very cool Preston and Steve tattoo and more. So we'll have that for you. That's it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow, my friend. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
To the asshole that doesn't want to hear about superhero movies, I took the day off to go see Avengers. Go f*** yourself, kid.
Next message.
Kathy, that's what you get for calling Avengers Endgame a superhero movie. Phone in the toilet.
Next message.
To the guy this morning that thought it was totally necessary to spoil the entire plot of Endgame while getting his coffee, go f*** yourself. I hope you get measles so far up that you're spitting them out and maggots crawl through your.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.